Blog Talk Radio.
History Month. I'm black and I'm proud. After that,
You just go be who you are. Yes, yes. Welcome this morning to the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we keep it rolling and we keep it connected. Today we got another dynamic show. Hope all you will tune in. Of course, we're going to do the Cash App, gang. Get ready for that. I already got a few of you already in the queue. All right, for that, cash in before 12 o'clock. Make sure we can confirm your Cash App, and you will enter the fire round. Okay, now, as you know, this has been one exciting month. I mean, from NFL to mask mandate all gone, all of a sudden Florida, Miami mayor, we are wide open. Also, making people come back to work after being out for 2 years on remote. This is a whole new strategy by the globalists. I mean, it's very ingenious. Got to give them credit where credit is due. Wow. And all this to only take everything out your way. No more mask mandates. No more scare. No more Dr. Fauci talking on the crazy shit. Because they got to throw the war in there. You see, you forgot they got to throw the war in. That's just how it works. That's how it works. Throw the war in, you know. How you gonna get, you know, get the war started? Got to throw the war in. So that's what they did. And let's get the facts. Nothing but the facts for this program. No dispute. Might have a different interpretation of dialect, but it's still gonna be the facts coming out your mouth in any language there is. Facts matter. Now, hopefully today also, Brother Ray, if you're listening, hit the number one button so I can look for your number, and so we can get you in at 11:30. Because excuse me, 10:30. Because I know you got an engagement at 12. Now, excuse me. Let me get me a sip of some water here because this is gonna be hot. I'm already hot. This is like whoa, and just the weather here is beautiful in MIA. Beautiful. Those of you in other parts of the country, oh well. Now, let's talk. First of all, this scenario that you are seeing now is one from orchestrated past. The first round of this enlargement took place in 1999. That's when Prince was talking about 1999. Don't you want to go? Had everybody scared. Y2K, remember? Boom. Got another one. See, they be playing us so much that y'all forget all the play moves. I'm going to write a book one day about all the play moves. So, 1999, Prince, then Y2K, talking about the big 2000 going to be unbelievable. Well, in 1999, and brought into the Czech Republic, this is the Czech Republic now, Hungary, Poland. The second occurred in 2004, included Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Slovenia, Slovakia, and Slovenia. Now, I told you where these, that's going to be part of the program today. All these so-called countries is part of an ancient one. But y'all think they caught word on count. Well, you'll see. Matter of fact, I think Vlad the Impaler Bay, let me get his whole full name together, Vlad the Impaler Bay, Romania, Transylvania. Anyway, let's put the logistics in this. Moscow complained bitterly from the start about all this Czech Republic thing, all these so-called former areas of the Soviet Union. They wanted it back. That's common sense. It's not nothing new. Maybe new to you because you don't know the facts. But Moscow complained. During NATO in 1995 bombing campaign against the Bosnian Serbs. Now, the Bosnian Serbs is where they made that movie called Wag the Dog from. Who was the president? Wonder if that might be on one of them. Whoever the president was definitely setting it up. And then, for example, the Russian president, Boris Yeltsin, this is what the man said. Quote, because we only give quotes from the people. We don't make up shit. During NATO, Bosnia In all this serves, President Yeltsin said, quote, this is the first time of what could happen when NATO comes right up to the Russian Federation border, unquote. Said, this is the first time of what could happen when NATO comes right up to the Russian Federation borders. See, all this border stuff is important except your border, America. That's how you know you're psychotic. That's why you can't talk to people about politics. Anytime a nutcake would talk to you about Bosnia and we got and we in the borders of Europe and they, and you don't care about your borders, just look at them and say, okay, time for a nap. That's all you got to do. Because what anybody with sense would say, we worried about borders. They worried about their borders, but you ain't worried about your borders. Ain't that strange? Ain't that strange? But even gets more weird, everybody. More weird. Vladimir Zelensky. Now, this is where it gets deep. Y'all don't know nothing about the dude. I ask people, you ever heard of him? Most people don't know that he was a reality TV pianist. A reality. See, anybody can win. AOC can win. It's a reality show. Some of y'all will say Trump. Hey, he created him. All I can say is a reality show for sure is taking place where a guy, he was a popular Ukrainian TV comedian who starred in satire TV. Listen to this. I can't make this up. The president of this so-called war, Ukrainian president, a TV comedian, starred in a TV show sponsored by George Soros called Servant of the People. The show was sponsored by George Soros. How much more do you need to see that this is very well put together? Now, what's going to happen to you in the West? Because this is in the East. I told you it was a war. East meets West. That's why the double-headed eagle got two heads. One looking east and one looking west. But we ain't going to get into that yet. Got to get with the little trivia stuff out the way first. Now, if a game host, a bartender, a squad that we don't know where they came from, people that just popping up out of politics that was like, where the hell they came from? You don't even look because you know you ain't gave no money, black folks. So I'm staying on you for a minute because still black history. You only got about how many hours left before you come to reality that you've been played with that too. You know, what can you say? Out of nowhere, but it's got to be a money trail because you ain't giving no money. Black folks ain't giving no money for no politician. You can count on that one. Just go around and see who gave the money to these black politicians here in South Florida. Let's do that one day. See where the money trail came. But it does not show up looking like you. But yet, you play this role like you really doing something. I'm just mad at you, period, for voting for your own demise. But you'll soon find that out for yourself. Now, while all this is going on, we got the servant of the people claiming on Fox TV. And Fox TV is controlled also by Rupert Murdoch, so don't think we don't know the facts. So, all this is going on. Fox, just showing showers of missiles and all these stories. But they, you know, grandmama's now going to protect their border. But here you in America, the richest country on the planet Earth. What buffoonery to have a border wide open, but you're going to protect the borders of the East when you don't protect the borders of the West because the West is under attack. Now, let's even go further. Here's another quote. Just given the same, in the same month, this month right here, all this going on, you watching TV of craziness, every country does what Austria did. Then you would be calling the next outbreak pandemic. Gates, the health philanthropist, who dedicated billions of dollars to vaccine research, said at the annual conference earlier this month. He wanted to do what Australia did. Y'all should look at what Australia doing, just like Canada was doing, until Canada got too many eyes on it. And now they have to renege on something. And guess what, everybody? The convoy coming down here for the State of the Union. So now they call out the National Guard. Now, you know how the supply chain going to be so screwed up by next month? Can y'all imagine? Gas going to be five. All you who drove Ubers, I told you, Uber driver. What? You want to drive your car around? That's because gas was cheap. You was getting that pay. You was getting that extra because the gas was like, what, $2.10? But before when Uber first came out, gas was like $1.89. Of course you're going to make some money. But you ain't making no money if gas go past $5. Matter of fact, you're going to be losing money. So that's one industry about to be in trouble. Here come electronic cars. This all setting up for technocrats, baby. Now, let's even go further. Putin, the great Putin, he was one of the behind the Russian president's close relationship with the Orthodox Jewish sect. If this came out their own magazine, not mine, by Joshua Keaton, November 28, 2014, clearly stated, Putin chosen people. What's behind the Russian president's close relationship with Orthodox Jewish sect? Interesting. Number four, Moderna. No one talks about this. Not no black folks, for damn sure. Shit. I don't know what you might get out of these ones. Won't be nothing about what's really happening. Moderna CEO. This all happened right before your very eyes. They will have eyes and cannot see. Oh, you Bible lovers. It says Moderna CEO squirms like rats. They all squirm like rats when asked why SARS-CoV-2 genome contains the Moderna genetic sequence patent 3 years before the pandemic. I got a patent for the shit 3 years, everybody. 3 years. See that magic number, three. Been popping up all week long. 3 years. 3 years. And they got you. Now, family members should be really upset with themselves to be that dumb. And we all came from the same bloodline. That's scary. I don't know what to say. 3 years, we told you. This patent, Moderna, they swing. They all over the place. They don't even know what to do no more. And then, number. This is a big number here. Number five. This is what we're going to be kicking throughout the day with. Questions galore. Ukraine, just come another quote. Another quote. I'm going to quote all day. All this is quotes, not me saying this. This is the people who's actually playing the role for this. Ukraine, plan B attempt to conjure more smoke and mirrors where the COVID pandemic failed to satisfy the Great Reset plan. If you look at the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates Foundation, simulation of COVID pandemic in Vent 201, which held only 2 months before the real thing happened, there's clearly expected COVID to do more damage, predicting the initial death tally of 65 million. They wanted more. They wanted more. Now listen, they wanted more, but they see it didn't work out. So this never happened. It's even close, not even close, of the number they wanted. It should be known to all reading by now that Vladimir Putin is among the World Economic Fund young global leaders intended to usher in the Great Reset. In fact, that Putin has not publicly denounced the fake pandemic for what is strengthens. He never said nothing about the pandemic. Matter of fact, he ain't say much about anything. I watched Trump on CPAC yesterday saying what would not have happened. And some of what people are saying is true. It should not have happened if you would have kept the pipeline that was making any country self-sufficient. Ain't that what Haiti did? When Haiti was at its peak, it was self-sufficient. It became unself-sufficient, it faltered while they gave up their black pigs to the Arabs. That's a fact. They don't talk about that, though. They talk about everything else, but you gave all your power to the Arabs. Isn't that strange, oh great Haiti? Now, Vladimir Putin, same thing. He pretending. All of them went to the schools. I got pictures of them all in the fraternal orders. I told you, everything you do is part of a cult psyops. Everything. I don't care what you believe. Don't make no difference to me no more. Because what you believe, you don't even believe it yourself. Now, let's get ready to rumble. Because they told you they were going to take out as many people as they could. Well, they didn't reach the number now. Now they're going to start a war. The only thing that can stop people from thinking is war. You have now entered the war of the three God triad.
As founder of the American Birth Control League, which later became Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger was no doubt a controversial figure with disturbing views on eugenics, race, and population control. While some argue she even wanted to exterminate the black race, others are trying to erase that part of her past.
The Mike Wallace Interview.
In the eyes of some, Margaret Sanger has been a heroine. In the eyes of others, she's been a destructive force.
In her own words, Sanger pushed for a society that limited births to those she deemed fit to have children.
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mark when they're born.
In 1916, Sanger opened the country's first birth control clinic. As a member of the American Eugenics Society, she advocated improving the genetic composition of humans through controlled reproduction of different races and classes. She often wrote about the issue in the journal she founded, called the Birth Control Review. In 1919, writing,
I personally believe in the sterilization of the feeble-minded, the insane, and the syphilitic. The most urgent problem today is how to limit and discourage the over-fertility of the mentally and physically defective.
Many point to a 1923 New York Times interview as proof of Sanger's racist motives, in which she referred to people as weeds, saying,
it means the release and cultivation of the better racial elements in our society and the gradual suppression, elimination, and eventual extirpation of defective stocks, those human weeds which threaten the blooming of the finest flowers of American civilization.
Hayden Ludwig, an investigative researcher, has extensively studied Sanger's life and writings.
She talked about the need for race betterment through controlling these weeds, basically undesirable people.
In 1939, after opening another clinic in Harlem, the birth control activist launched the Negro Project, an initiative supported by black leaders, such as civil rights activist W.E.B. Du Bois. Critics claim the program used the pretense of better health and family planning for poor blacks in the South as an attempt to limit the black race. Ludwig says some on the left grapple with Sanger's past and how to interpret her legacy.
They know when she writes about human weeds, they know that it's repulsive. They know it's disgusting. The left will never abandon Margaret Sanger. Because if they do, she's the foundation of so many of their views.
Sanger once shared her vision for a preferred race at a women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan, writing in her autobiography,
always to me, any aroused group was a good group.
Despite those views, liberals praise Sanger's work while ignoring her history.
I admire Margaret Sanger enormously, her courage, her tenacity, her vision. I am really in awe of her.
Ryan Bomberger, founder of the Radiance Foundation, says abortion proponents are working to clean up Sanger's past and what she stood for.
They have to reinvent her every time they talk about her in order to justify their celebration of her.
Former Planned Parenthood director Abby Johnson says those inside the abortion industry are trained to overlook Sanger's racist views.
they give you an answer like, well, I mean, yes, Margaret Sanger was a racist, but everybody was a racist back then. You accept it because she is your hero and she has to be your hero. You cannot question Planned Parenthood.
In 1997, Stephen Mosher of the Population Research Institute wrote about the push to repackage Margaret Sanger in the Wall Street Journal.
The reason I call it the repackaging of Margaret Sanger is because after the Nazi regime destroyed the legitimacy of eugenics forever, they then went back and said, oh, she was just an early feminist. She was just an early supporter of family planning. No, she wasn't. Now, she was a supporter of giving IQ tests to people. She was in favor of using those IQ tests to determine who should be sterilized and who should have children.
In a response titled The Demonization of Margaret Sanger, Alexander Sanger, her grandson and president of Planned Parenthood at the time, called Mosher's editorial unfair. In the same piece, Esther Katz, director of NYU's Margaret Sanger Papers Project, claimed evidence revealing Sanger did not rationalize her support for birth control on racist grounds, that she never advocated genocidal policies aimed at racial, ethnic, or religious groups, and that she, in fact, believed access to birth control would benefit, not eliminate, minority populations. Dr. Katz turned down our request for an interview, although in this article, the editor as public authority interpreting Margaret Sanger, she wrote, by our current highly sensitized standards, some of her attitudes and statements can be construed as racist, elitist, ethnocentric, and not politically correct. In 1942, Margaret Sanger's American Birth Control League became Planned Parenthood, which has moved to fulfill its founders' goals, helped greatly by the Supreme Court decision in Roe versus Wade.
Under the
Now we're going to get deep today because, see, this was a woman. I told you the cult. I won't name the cult. You have to figure it out. The cult hates children. You heard the cult say, eat the babies. Yet you voted with that cult. Even if the other one didn't tell you straight, they want to do that. No, you're lying to yourself now. Other way, say nothing about eating no damn baby. You find me somebody on that side say they eat babies. They might be eating babies on the other side, but that mean they ain't really what they say. But the other side, I'm told they want to eat kids to your face, black people, and you just found out your leaders was in cahoots with Planned Parenthood. That should make you feel downright stupid about this fucking month that you pretend to celebrate. Nothing but liars, but liars catch fire. Get ready for the Helios. It's about to get hot up in here. Let me get here. Sorry about that. I got some calls because I got Ray coming on. Ray Fauntleroy talking about what's going on. Let me go to 9927. Welcome to the Helios. We hot today. We coming from the bottom to the top.
Hey, everyone.
What's up?
Yeah, you are. So basically, what they did, let me break it down.
Break it down. Three minutes. Break it down.
How they did everything, y'all. So they put the pandemic. I'm gonna do it as quick as possible. They put the pandemic right, so they can exchange the and a lot of people retired, so they exchanged the authoritative system. So remember Jennifer Don DNA. She's the head. She was the head and creator of CRISPR. So now that CRISPR, she was that switch regime, meaning they switch. She's no longer at CRISPR. She's at NIH. Mm. She's the VP over, or the president or something like that over NIH now. So it's not Fauci anymore or any of them. It's her. So now that CRISPR is part of NIH, they all switch and regime up. If you notice all the people that got out of positions, got into positions, they all part of Pfizer, part of this, part of that, part of that. So they got everybody in place now because they're still going to wipe out our existence. They still are going to wipe our existence out.
Are they going to do it
by wiping out everyone's existence, because now that you know that everyone has melanin in them, no matter if they're white. I'm not talking about the reptilians. I'm talking about
right.
We'll
be perceived to be white people.
Related.
We got you.
Right, that's related. Mm-hmm. That has melanin in them, not them other ones, not the animals, not the aliens, as everyone call them, or demons or whatever. Now that they got all this DNA impacted and we gave it away freely, blood, all this, every time you go to the hospital, So once they could get everybody under control through the gene therapy, this way they'll have everyone on the same page. If people die in the process, that's fine, because that's the whole goal of depopulation anyway.
That's right.
At the same time, they're going to have control over the divine strands, the strands, just like marijuana, the strands. You know, we gotta have control over the strands. So DNA is like strands, so that's what they have conquered. You know, they have everyone's DNA, and the shit is real.
it's real.
The blood.
No, we got 1 minute. We got 1 minute, but just keep it going.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you some questions. Yeah, 1 minute. I'm gonna start asking some questions.
Let me just say this before I get off. I just want to say this. Jennifer said that we can wipe out anything that reproduces, and I push that video every time from TEDx. Pushed that video that came out of her mouth.
Yeah. Ain't that just the real news, y'all? Northeast, Southwest, real news, Four Corner News. Y'all are the dry bones. When y'all kick it, it all connects. Now, let me ask you about that. This thing here seems to be like it can clone itself into whatever it is and then take control over this. What seems to be the case of what we're dealing with, because that CRISPR, oh my goodness gracious. Y'all ain't get to that. Y'all better listen to what she just told you. That Geno Project, Brother Kwame even mentioned it. This was on a long time ago where they went around the whole earth and collected everything. It's like almost Noah's Ark, everybody. It is actually Noah's Ark story. But, you know, I got it as Noah. Anyway, yeah, every gene. And this is how they did it. This is the Noah's Ark story. This is how Noah did it, everybody. Stay with me. Keep yourself on mute. We're going to pay with it. Hope you join us in the hot. You need to get redeemed for the hot money round, baby. Better get redeemed. Let me get some more calls out there. Again, she did it in a black church. This is Black History Month. Funny why we ain't showing that on TV1. We ain't showing that on BET. Show the leaders. That was behind the Negro Project. Guarantee you, you will be ripping this black history book you got right now up, because you've been lying. Plain and simple. Been lying. How about Bethune-Cookman? What she was doing? What about Mary Bethune doing with FDR? What agreement she made? Remember I put that out there? Ain't nobody want to talk about that? Because, see, that's the occult world. You're going to find out that you always been the agent for change. 6661, let's pop it. We on the Helios.
Hey, my brother, what's going on with you?
Great dawn.
Hey, man. Boy, look at here. And according to the words of one of the great bones, man, it's a great day to be alive. And what you popcorn, because we watching it, you know what I mean? And Bill Gates, he coming out talking about it's going to be another variant. Well, my question is, how do you know it's going to be another variant? And, what are the ramifications of that? And now that November is looming, this is the only reason for the mask mandates being lifted, because they know in November it's going to hurt them. But let me make my contribution to what's going on over there with Vlad the Impaler. They could stop Vlad the Impaler if they want. All they have to do is go to SWIFT. SWIFT is the Society for Worldwide International Banking Financial Communications. SWIFT makes over $5 trillion of transactions daily through international and border payments. And SWIFT is ran by the Belgium monarchy, Leopold I.
Leopold
I. That's his bloodline running it. So, you know, I mean, they could stop him, but see, they want to take out the people over in Ukraine because Ukraine was known for corruption. And so who's to say besides our compromised CEO when his son was picking up $31 million bag over there? See, he doesn't have a problem putting in the place of the letting Vlad do his thing, because then if you take out that prosecutor, Shokin, who's investigating your son for picking up the bag and receiving all these millions from being on the board of trustees and ain't doing nothing, now you got people buying his paintings like he's Picasso or Van Gogh. Man, look at here. He said, Vlad, take him out, because they already know my pay. Take him out. I'm going to give it to you. And who knows who else was on their list. So, man, you just sit back and watch it. And it's,
now, I like that.
And like I say, Ukraine is going to be us. You know, that's all I say. Hotep, bro.
Hotep. Now, I like what you said. It makes sense to me. I hope out there to you. We're going to try to solidify that. Think about it. Y'all did not complain. Man's son. Why can't my family members go and get a goddamn Russian operative in Ukrainian? Just sign up. Please do that for us. Please. And then I can come back, smoke crack, because, you know, it get high and fuck all kind of women and videotape it. I don't know what to say. And it just go by Whoopi Goldberg and all these other so-called left. I'm going with the left to the right brain today, because both of them are going to get hit today. I'm going to hit you in the head three times all day. All I can say is how that could even make sense to y'all out there in TV land. How that makes sense? The man going to come and tell you this, that you can, you know, do all this and y'all okay with it. And then all the lies. I'm going to put you, I got 8554, you coming in next. Then I got 3364, you coming in next. Looking for Ray Fauntleroy shortly. TV, all the TV lies, all the celebrities that we've been watching telling us this is good. Only reason why Shaq said it wasn't good, because he got the words, you better repent quickly. All the crap y'all was talking, let's get it on. It's Hot on the Helios, Four Corner News, 8554.
Shaq is a member of the Omega Phi Psi fraternity. He's also an LSU Tiger.
Mm, that's right. You got the floor.
Ben Simmons just got traded to the Brooklyn Nets. He's also an LSU Tiger. Hello? Hello?
Go ahead, bro. Finish. I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, and I was just saying, like, when he mentioned about the whole construct of the whole TV land thing, that's the problem right there, watching that goddamn TV. People believe and go by everything what them people say. They don't have something. I'm not saying everybody now.
Right,
it's
right.
Like we have to sometimes take responsibility for ourselves in terms of what we're congesting as in terms of information. Now, you were talking about the number three all throughout the beginning of the show. Now, according to Brother Eddie Harris's book, the number three equals original man. And with the whole wag the dog paradigm, the actual definition of the phrase means to distract attention away from political scandal, often through military action. So that begs the question right there, what actual political scandal that's going on in the United States that the mainstream news is not talking about?
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's go there. I just happened, like I told you, I just watched a little bit of CPAC, and we all know that Hillary Clinton, that was Hillary Clinton, everybody, who spoke about her admiration for Margaret Springer. I don't want y'all to know that was Hillary Clinton. But she just said, that report is very damaging. And so when you're getting wounded, I think they're going to be like rabid dogs, man. They're going to go berserk. I think that's a big scandal right there. But, you know,
That's why they letting Vlad have his way. The distraction. Hegelian move.
Yeah. Hegelian, yeah. Also,
one more piece before I go. Now, when you were talking about George Soros.
You got some minutes now. Go ahead. You got two more. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm going to keep it short because I know other people got to come in. Now, another thing that kind of slid in under the radar doing this whole Russia-Ukraine thing. The Supreme Court nominee, justice nominee, what's her name? Ketanji Brown. Now,
from Florida,
why am I
Miami.
Bringing her name up? Huh?
Miami. She's from Miami.
Right, out of Miami. Now, why am I bringing her name up as it relates to George Soros? George Soros is pumping money into what you call the Equality Fellowship. That's through Harvard Law School. She's out of Harvard.
Right.
And her husband.
And
Obama. Any person that comes out of Harvard are very dangerous people. I don't give a damn what color they are. Georgetown, Harvard, Stanford, the connections with this old Jesuit thing, Jewish thing, the Tavistock Institute, those are some dangerous people, folks.
Yeah. It's stipulated in their own documentation. You show a lot of that as well. Let's keep it going with that. I'm going to stay with you on that because I see it is a danger. Not that I'm labeling everybody who goes to these schools as that, but the hierarchy, your hierarchy, you're gullible.
Right.
Those of you in the school, let me make this clear to y'all. When we be talking like this, is because we know there's a gullibility. You are the sheeples, those who just get in here. But as you get to the high levels of academia and you get these PhDs and you want to go, haven't y'all been to the pageantry? They're looking like Harry Potter. They're wizards. Every graduation, just look at the graduation, any graduation, they are wizards. They come out in regalia that's unbelievable. The insignia is in Latin. Haven't y'all noticed this? And that's why.
And speaking of the schools real quick, I'm going to bring it back here to Region 5 from Chicago. The governor is getting got his ass handed to him Friday through the courts, like the circuit, appellate, and the Supreme Court about the mask mandates. It's
right.
Over. But the Chicago public schools have said they're going to continue to push the mask. So now, as far as on the federal level, as far as the planes and right, planes, trains, and automobiles, basically, you still got to wear the mask. But the point being, I said that with the schools, relating it back to Marcus Singer and this old eugenics thing, anytime you have a child in one of these schools that's continuing to push the mask on your child and you taking your child to get these vaccinations, you basically feeding your kid to the wolves for them to get eaten.
You are doing that
because of your ignorance. Right. What I mean by ignorance, when you choose to ignore the truth, and the truth to set you free, right?
Set you free. That's the word they say. And that's a hard thing to do. Set you free from what? Mental slavery, because that's the only thing we got going on. Because I see it clearly that no gun needed for this. To bring on the liberation, you don't even need a gun. You need what the Fifth of the Vault said. If I only had a brain. 3364, you on the Helios.
Hey, my man and family. Hey, all I know is in the enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's the art of war. I know my man always talking about people in frats and maces and shit, but the dumbest motherfuckers, like when I saw a Buffalo soldier. When a Native American told them niggas, what kind of dumbass ex-slave gonna fight for their slave master and they won't? So all you niggas that signed up for their army, you the dumbest motherfucker. Unless you fighting against them, you fucking meritorious manumission too. Okay, can't nobody point no fingers at nobody, not man. Okay, now it's about to my sister they call. It's an X factor and all this shit. And most of us on this line. It's the X factor, the remnant. The remnant gonna make it through this shit. Whatever they throw at me, they throw shit at me. I use it as fertilizer. I grow off of this shit. Okay? I feed off of every goddamn thing they throw at me. I feed off
the critical mass.
I like that.
So I get stronger, man. All y'all on this line that been talking about this fiat shit and take your money out, you motherfuckers. I'm taking y'all advice now, man. Okay? I'm taking y'all advice. As we speak, I'm getting my damn coins from Vanguard and then doing what I got to do with the stuff you sent me, man. Bro, buy me some more of these bot guns. Get me a Mimo, some more shit. So they come up at me, I'm going to burn their ass up with their own microwaves, man. That's how you got to do it, bro.
Hey, tell them, bot gun. Y'all thought the bot gun. Y'all thought the Bob Gun, this is real talk, y'all. Y'all thought the Bob Gun is like a joke. No, you better go look up Bob Guns and look at it. It is an industry that is being put together.
Yes, sir.
And this brother knows about it. And I've seen it for myself. I told people, but you can only tell people in a certain way. Because, you know, we have a way of not understanding the new technology that is actually harnessing energy. Harnessing energy is the new technology of self-defense.
Hey. You see what I sent you, what they did to the people in Australia, right?
Yeah.
It's great to be alive, man. I'm going to get me some more of them. And it worked, man. I'm going to get the bigger one, man. And it worked, man. This shit fun. Like my man, like the cop off me. I love this shit, man. We at war, y'all. All general, we've been prisoners of war since 1619 and before that, 1523. So like my sister said, you got melanin, your ass is in prisoner of war. Y'all better damn get yourself together. We at war, man. All general field orders in effect. Huh?
Yeah, now, I agree. I mean, the way that some people who know the flags, with the fringes, we in distress. We are distressed as a nation. Matter of fact, many countries right now have their flags that have staff. We just seen some yesterday, being that I play out now. The music scene here in South Florida has picked up everything. We don't even have a mandate. I mean, people wear on their own conscience. You know that. They consciously do it.
Yes,
I don't know why. I don't know why, but they do.
And I want to say this to all the niggas that went to the military, Brother D, and the rest of y'all, Brother Eddie, y'all was in the folks' military. Give us some orders how to defeat these motherfuckers, man. Y'all should tell us, oh, hey, man, we got to do this,
Well,
y'all generals, Brother D, y'all some goddamn generals.
I did tell you something that I hope y'all be listening. I told you it was an award show called Bayer.
Mm-hmm.
The Army.
Mm-hmm.
Is ran by black people. Now, I can only say it for so long.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know what to tell you, but if you pay attention, like we told y'all, even the very elect could be deceived. Hey, the Buffalo Soldiers, I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad you brought that up because I still want to talk about black history. I'm glad you brought that up because we're going to talk today because it's sad that people don't know the facts. It really is. And we've been in the military, but I'm going to tell you something about the military, though. It got discipline. It got different.
Yeah.
Now, most people did not know we was going to fight. Most people, I say for me, we didn't think we was going to fight anything but get the money. It was free money. There was no war going on at the time. Everybody was doing their thing.
Right.
It was a free money rap on the New York State move. But, you know, racism exists in there. When I got to see that there was white folks and different groups who never even seen each other. People from Minnesota never seen a black person. You find out things that you need to find out because if you only stay in your zip code, you can never figure out how so much difference in Louisiana as compared to Georgia. Louisiana and like Georgia.
Hey,
Georgia and Louisiana are rivals. So,
yep,
you know,
right.
It's a lot of shit. Go ahead, jump.
So I think that movie Buffalo Soldiers, the baddest cat was in there. My man, my brother, John Horace, man. I love that dude, the scout, John Horace. Yes, sir. That's my folk right there, man.
I'm going to give credit to I heard about John Horace through Dr. Claude Anderson.
Yeah.
That he came here. Dr.
Yes,
Claude
sir.
Anderson.
Yes,
most people did not know about the Seminoles and how they were very intricate with the – now, again, here it is, a population. But the truth got to be told about that story, too. We can't act like the Native Americans wasn't doing deals with the damn – European Moors. I mean, we try to make it sound like the Indians was just the Indians sold their own goddamn land. When I look at the history of it,
and
we will today. Let me get some more calls. We gotta get some more here.
Yeah.
Let me see if it's Ray, brother Ray. I hope it's you. 7696. Mute yourself.
Say dry bones. It's brother D.
Brother Saint D, keep going.
I just wanted to comment on the actors and everything, that's what's got us all caught up at TV. That's what we have to let go and only use it for certain,
right?
You know
certain
what I'm saying? But that's what they released on us also. That's the other weapon that the Pentagon basically had control over is the media. The media,
right.
that's a part of the war machine too, and that's one of the main things that they use on us, because the military ain't that goddamn big. it's too many people that just like us. So you think
right.
that people are actually putting themselves in that position? You know what I'm saying? They got our minds all fucked up. That's basically what I'm talking about. It's more of us than anybody else, just saying, period, just common people.
Let me ask you, buddy, you've been with us for a long time. You've been connected with us a long time, and we talk, and I'm coming there, believe that, because I know it's a lot of history there. Believe that before it gets the. But what's your take on this, on to find out that many of the so-called eugenics people who actually put their first abortion clinic in New York State, how do you can explain that to our people that we allowed the first abortion clinic?
I explain that real simple. You had somebody who got scarred so bad, and they let them people get in their ear, and they pushed that. It was a church, so you had one of those good women that knew how to lead, and they lead that bullshit right in all the congregation earth. And them women earth, you know what I'm saying, with that abortion, you know, certain stuff was happening, you know, women was getting raped. You know, that's what I'm saying, they was using people who had been
scarred.
There wasn't no people who had rational way of thinking that was helping making those deals with people. It was all trashy minded people who mind. You know how you got some people who don't believe nothing?
Right.
Right.
Them the type of people who was in a position to help make decisions for our communities. People that didn't have no sense. And the people, you know what I'm saying? That's how they couldn't have nobody with sense, or they would have lost.
Right. Now, so that makes sense. I like how you put that. Now, I'm going to tell you somebody who knows firsthand. You're talking about a person who got some sense. And when you do have sense, they always bring people against you. No other than my man Ray Fauntleroy, who been through so many of what I consider, but he's been stepping over those traps and getting himself still rolling. And look forward to him coming on as he is right now. I see you. I got you in the loop, my brother Ray. You doing some initiatives down here again in South Florida. You seen how they was doing what I consider the Flores effect. But that's been going on for so long in here. It's been taken for granted. By hearing that tape, I hope you got to hear that Margaret Springer, and you of an era that's been around prolific heavyweights in our history. How do you see that? How that was able to be pushed upon our people like that, and then to this day, it's a very disheartening to know that black abortions are one of the highest in the Western world. What's your take on all that?
Well, good morning, everybody, and I'm so glad to hear you still at it, brother. Well, you know, like I said all the time, this is a spiritual warfare,
mm-hmm.
and we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And so for them to impose all this wickedness on us and for us to accept it is really on us. And it's time for us to wake the hell up and deal with these dolls. We know who they are now. You know, and trickery is over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they lied and tipped us long enough. And it's up to us, it's up to this generation to make a change. And we have to do this. We can't keep talking about them and what they did. What are we going to do to stop this stuff? Because if their intent is to run us off the planet, and it ain't going to happen.
Somebody put yourself on mute. I'll put everybody on mute because I can hear too much noise. Go ahead, Brother Ray.
Like my brother Wes said, you know, we got to put it together. When I say organize, that means organize a military, a police, a court, a hospital, you know, with all this pandemic stuff that they're doing to us right now. They are murdering us in these damn hospitals and telling us we got a COVID, which is a lie, which they have put together a system to trick us, lie to us, and get us to believe what they tell us. Okay, so I just say to people, if you ain't sick, don't take no shot. Okay, and if you know who's behind the shot, who Anthony Fauci is, then you would never take the shot.
I agree with that. But that was now, let's be honest in the approach of that, because, you know, you're making sense with all this. I'm saying that to you, me and you've been seeing this from the beginning, that it the trickery in it, but it was it's promoted so prolifically in the black neighborhood, especially here in South Florida, where the elderly, a person gave me a friend of mine who deal with oxygen. I won't name him, but at an oxygen plant and oxygen, they actually did the test at a facility to show that you are getting less oxygen with that mask on than you should.
Absolutely.
When they do the breathing. Yeah, so that's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Very. And you want them, now they want them on our kids. Now they want them on our kids. So if they want them on our kids, by the way, I'm all for a reinitiative, a revigoration of church philosophy to be revamped, because if they could sit in that church and watch them kids, but that it's almost like the story of killing the firstborn, where you sacrifice the kids. What's your thoughts on that? Because you're a biblical man. What's your thoughts on these stories that actually seem to be real to me?
First of all, we need to know who the church is. Mm-hmm. We are the church. You are the church. I'm the church. Not mm-hmm. the building over there with that hired hand
mm-hmm.
who continues to mislead us and get paid for it. So we need to understand that the responsibility is on us now. Okay, we know all these things now. It ain't like they can trick us anymore. They can't lie to some of us. Some of us can buy anything they tell us. But they can't lie to all of us. You can trick some of the people all the time, but you can't trick all of them all the time. And it's time for those who understand to make a stand, or take a stand, like we did attempted to do, because none of the brothers showed up, of course, that we attempted to do about Flores, because that's a very key issue. How the National Football League continues to practice open racism. It's open, but we keep going to their games. We keep giving them our money. So we got to wake up. Wake the heck up, man. This is obvious. Every time you hire a black man to build a team, he builds it up to Super Bowl standards, and you fire him and bring in somebody else. Come on. That's stupid. We can't see that. So I'm just saying, you know, we have plenty opportunities to address some of this ignorance that's going on. And we just have to organize ourselves and do it and not be afraid to do it. You know, we called for a press conference a few weeks ago. And nobody showed up. You know, I was standing there by myself again. One other person showed up. And, you know, it's embarrassing because it's on us. And if the young people don't get some examples of real leadership and real courage, then they can continue to go down this road of ignorance and not knowing who the enemy is, and continuing to go along with his lies.
Well, let me say, you're right about that. Let's go back for something, because, you know, you are a founder of history here. I mean, we only have certain vehicles we go through to try to reach. This generation here that I've been blessed with, we got this technology, which is called the Internet. We can go right now. We can talk the way we used to have a building. Remember the day you used to have a building? You don't have the buildings. You know, we had to get dues for the building and all that. Entity. Now, how do we get the church and the message into, because the church is a lot of our family members. This is where it gets deep, because even though me and you know we have our connection, you still got to go through the valley of people. So it's like, how do we get this valley of bones to connect when they scattered in different thoughts? And then they get them together. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes the right crew to put the skeleton back together. How do we can only reach these people now because church is there, unless the church comes into the new 21st century of trying to teach the young people what's going on. That has to change within inside the black community. What's your take, being that you are a veteran of South Florida? What do you see from your past and then your present, and then the future of what you see for Dade County?
Well, first, I mentioned in the beginning, but congratulations on your daughter.
Oh, man.
Both of them.
Yeah,
and,
I appreciate that.
That's what we need to do. Yeah, but we need to, that's what we need to do. We need to educate our children to the highest standards so that they can turn around and teach. They can teach us what they've learned and use it to the benefit of our people. Many times we go in and to these colleges and these universities and we learn their ways, but then we use it for them, for their advancement, and we don't use it for our own people. So
and let me just say this, hold on before you go too far, before you made that statement, but we got to thank you too, because you know there's a system to that homeschooling. And being that you came from a high group of people who are teachers and educators who help facilitate us to able to carry on, because it is a, it's homeschooling, y'all, ain't easy. As y'all, it's, it has to go through, still the state must recognize that your kids are actively learning. So this brother and his family who helped in the beginning of us getting into that, appreciate that love, because it couldn't happen without good teachers understanding what we were doing. So thank you for that. Keep it going.
Yeah, and it's important, but the most important thing, in my opinion, is our people have to learn to support our own cause. We don't give our money. Well, we give our money to everything but ourselves.
Yep, yep.
And it's unfortunate that we do this. It's embarrassing, really, because I refuse to ask the government. I refuse. They give me what they owe me. But I refuse to go to them and ask them
for
anything.
Well, let me ask you this, Ray, because you say refuse, but let's ask this question. Isn't it really our money, though? Because according to what I'm seeing and hearing and learning,
you're breaking up.
You're breaking up, bro.
Okay. I said, because I said we ain't taking advantage of government funds.
No, that's good. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, because you have a right to that. What I'm saying
right.
is that we have been discriminated against, lied on, okay, and our money has been given to others.
Uh-huh.
That's a
uh-huh.
violation, one, of the Constitution of this country, which is to say whatever it is, but it's also the most important thing, it's a violation of God's law. And until we teach our people how to live by those laws, do unto others you'd have them do unto you, love your neighbor as yourself, until
uh-huh.
we teach our people to do that. If we did that, these people couldn't take advantage of us, because we'd know who they are and what they do. One came to kill, steal, and destroy. We know who they are. There's no question about that now. Everywhere they go, they kill, they steal, and they destroy. And then they smile in your face and act as if it's okay. It's not okay. And we can't sit back and accept it. And we shouldn't. But until we learn to put our money in our own movement, so that's what it takes. It takes money, y'all, to do anything.
Yeah.
And we're out here fighting. I've been fighting all my life with no money.
Mm-hmm.
Because our people won't support the cause. After they murdered
Martin Luther King, now that's good you said
we that. Stopped supporting our cause.
Now, Ray, you coming from a long, now remember, you ain't, you're the elder statesman, reaching, the, I think, the mile.
You breaking up real bad, bro. We can't even hear you.
I can't hear you. I hear
okay.
what you said.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, it was a little glitch. I did see it. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the computer went through a spin. You've been around a lot of people, a lot of eras. What era would you say that we could grasp some of that and then take into this new era, because it seemed like there's been a big disconnect with
you're still breaking up, bro.
Go ahead, Ray. Just answer that.
He says disconnect, and then you broke up.
Right, disconnect of the generations. Disconnect of the generations. That's pretty much how.
Yeah,
you,
and
can we repair this?
It happened because the church, the black church, has been under attack. It has been taken over by the enemy. Leaders of the black church owe their allegiance to the system and not to the people. When you owe your allegiance to the people, you will teach them the truth, and they will know the truth. The truth is what's going to make us stand up and make us free, if you will. So we've been lied to. We've been bamboozled again. We're being bamboozled right now with what's going on in Ukraine. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're playing these games. Same people doing the same thing. You got the Russia and the U.S., two white nations fighting over who's going to control. And that's about who's going to control this whole world. And that ain't going to happen. Because we have to wake up. This is our planet. This land belongs to us. And we're sitting back acting like we're slaves. We're not slaves. We were enslaved, but we're not slaves. And we
right.
need to stand up and deal with this by any means necessary. And like I say, we're being bamboozled again while China is in in Africa raping, killing, and stealing the land and buying the land with our money. Okay, we're looking at Ukraine. Damn Ukraine, we got to deal with what's going on with our people. And
what about Zillow? Let me ask you a question because you're here in South Florida. I want to get some questions out of you because the housing market here in South Florida is ridiculous. We've seen a huge influx of immigrants. I'm gonna feel like Dr. King. How can we go and defend somebody else's border, yet the border of America is left wide open? How does the consciousness of our people even go along with that thought? How's that even, you know? Because that's kind of strange that we go along with this thing. You just said it. We want to worry about Ukraine, yet our own borders is bringing in legions of people then that are actually taking people that look like me, you, and granddaughters and our kids' jobs. So how do we work with that?
Like we've been saying all along with the Cuban invasion attack. It was an attack. It was an invasion of this country. And like the oil spill, the Gulf oil spill was an invasion, was an attack on the American continent. And like the hurricane of 92, all these things are being done by the people who are in control, who are ruling. This is evil and wickedness in high places. So we keep looking at the immigrants. Well, hey, somebody set them up to bring them here. Somebody brought
right.
the Cubans in here, gave them all the money.
I understand that part, and I'm with you 100%. But the question we're going to be asked is, okay, even if we know who did it, I could say we've been saying a new world order since you know me. Matter of fact, I'm one of the few people you have met that was actually saying this stuff that was trying to making me sound crazy. I said they're going to take over, new world order, when George Bush said it. Okay, if this is the case, we know that, but the people that...
You breaking up, bro. We can't hear you.
Yeah, I said not spin. What happened is it's an internet phase going on. It's like going back and forth. It's going in and out. So I don't know if it's done on purpose, but it is done. So I see it. I can see when y'all say it. It goes a circle. Brief question to you. So I'll make you can answer it. Let y'all talk. What's your thought? Think of, because it's affecting us, even though we know who did it.
Because we're not organized. We're not an organized people. We can't respond to anything because we're not organized. Now, look at the Cubans. I have to use that because that's what I'm very familiar with. The Cubans were brought here. They were given our tax money, free money.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Go into business. The government bought those businesses for them, gave them to them, put them in place. All Southwest 8th Street, Flagler, all of that was given to these immigrants. And black folk could not get anything. We couldn't get the loans from the government. Loan bank. You know, they played games with us. They had us go to meetings and told us we were going to do this and do that. And, of course, you saw what happened to me. I went for it and said, let me see what you're all going to do. I bought that building out of my own pocket to the destruction of my own family. I took my money and bought a building that and gave it to our community. But the community didn't understand that kind of commitment because I understood that eventually these people are going to take over because the government that we support and vote for brought them in here, and they're still doing it right now.
Well, let me ask you something. But let me ask you something because I want people to understand something because I did go to Cuba, and I want people to know I'm not indicting the Cuban people because, see, it's called a regime. The regime of Cuba is controlled by Russia. The people look just like me and you on this line and many other ethnic mixtures, but the problem is they allowed a certain faction. They allowed the upper class first to come over here during the movie The Mafia, The Godfather. The second phase that Ray talking about when they unleashed the prisons, which is called the Mario Boatlift. That particular group was despised by their own people as well. That's where you see the Scarface movie and so forth. But we keep, I'm going to be honest with you, I always say we keep blaming different wrong groups. The actual power group is in an area called Doral, everybody. They're the Colombians. The Cubans don't have. The Cubans are good people, but they are. They only been looked upon. Real.
You breaking up? You breaking up, bro?
Yeah, because we about to tell it. We about to tell it. That's why. Dayland was controlled by the Colombians, and today we've been saying different groups, but Russia and America, the Cuban thing is definitely a Russian right-left paradigm. And they're 90 miles away, everybody. if they really wanted to do America in it, they 90 miles away. So that's how deep this goes. Now, Ray, let me ask you. Mm-hmm. With all the new buildings going on, and I had the housing guy on here and everything, why can't we get the church to take their tithe money and invest in real estate, some type of crypto or whatever? What is the problem? We can't get them to read God's book that they claim they shouting for. And we talking about it because you know a lot of church people. It says silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus, but I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Our people don't even know nothing about silver and gold buying because of the church. Mm. Now, how do we, I mean, it's like a demon. Do we cut the head off of it or what? I mean, how do you handle something that's been that violent? You come from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference from your early days. They have even turned their back on you. So how do we deal with this type of treachery?
They turned their back on me. They turned their back on me.
I said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do we deal with that treachery?
The point is, well, like I said, you got to organize. And they have to know that they cannot get away with what they're doing. They have to know that there's going to be that you must answer for what you do. What you do comes back to you. That you have to pay for what you've done to your people and what you're doing. And those of, like I'm saying, you're the church. We are the church.
I believe that.
They owe their soul to the system. They preaching a lie to the people, and the people believe in it.
So well, let me say this.
The truth to the people.
You and I met at a few church events. I played drums for churches for 15 years. Met some good people. People I love. A lot of professionals are in church. We're not denigrating the people. We denigrate the institution. Our heads. These are facts. Ecumenicalism is what took place, and that's what is happening. Now, Ray, I told you there's some ways we can look at this. I look at beating them without even a gun because the pen is mightier than the sword. There is class action suits all day long. Our people seem not to want to be in the right one. And Dade County is definitely something that should be looked upon. I'd like for you to elaborate because you did that thing, but we can bring it into a new era where people can, you don't have to go nowhere. We can do it through a Zoom and everything. People who are dissatisfied of your treatment, Brother Ray and myself, will probably get together with a few others and a lawyer, Brother Esquire, I'm calling you out because this got to be one with legal minds, Latin jurisdiction. See, we fight in the Vatican, but you ain't going to Latin jurisdiction. So how are you going to fight the Vatican? So basically, we fighting the war that we don't know what we're fighting because we ain't going to organize now.
Hey, dry bones, it's not an accident that a lot of these governors and some of these mayors, especially here in Illinois, they have law degrees. They are lawyers. That ain't no accident. And they're in a position of power, too.
First of all, the Constitution states, if you know the Constitution, lawyers was not supposed to be a part of the Constitution. I hope y'all know that. Look it up. Lawyers were not supposed to be a part of the Constitution. Am I right, Ray?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So why would you go to them?
So let me ask you, Ray. Now, you're doing something today. I don't know if you want to tell people down in South Florida what to do, but down here where we at, so because I know time restraints is on you as well. But tell them what's going on. I mean, I think if you want to, because there's people in church who really have the same thinking, but they're scared to speak out because they're going to feel ostracized. How do we? And I think this is the time for us to go into these places, man, and weed out, like Margaret Springer said, the weeds in a different way. And I mean that pick out those who are thinking right now to for the survival of people and self. Self is people, yourself. How do we do that? And what do you want to do? Because I'm going to meet with you soon on this, but we need lawyers. We need some legal minds. So, Brother Esquire, please join us. We want to sit down, and we need to, if we got to fund it ourselves, how could we give truckers $10 million and you can't give yourself $10 million to fight the Johnny Cochran one? See, Johnny Cochran he was going to do it, but once he died, guess what? You died. So let's go. Ray, jump in, go ahead, Ray.
Once they killed him, and that's what they did, they murdered this man. They murdered Martin King like they murdered John Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy. It's the same people doing the same thing. Anybody who stands up for justice and for what is right for the people, They get rid of them because they want to rule the world. They said they're going to rule. They said they were going to kill 95% of the world population. Did they not say that?
Yeah, I've seen it firsthand.
Say that?
Yeah.
I saw it firsthand as well. And they said it. And then they said they nothing you can do to stop it. But that's a lie. There is something we can do to stop it, but we don't know what it is that we can do.
Let me say this. Now, Ray, I'm going to say this because I want you to be – I mean, how often do we say we don't know what to do when really we do know what to do? Divert our funds. You've been saying divert. People know that once you hit the pockets of the elite, the elites change. They don't see no change. They're doing algorithms on our buying. They see no change in our buying habit. I watched a program. I want you to take the last minutes, a couple minutes before we go to another part of this segment of the show. But I watched our people who say they hate what's going on in the NFL. And let me let y'all know, the NFL had the highest ratings of this Super Bowl. It was almost high as Prince and everything. So all I can say is, I mean, we don't put the money, the power, the money is the power, it's energy, in the right direction. Like what we're talking about now, if we say we're going to put a court case together, could we get $1 million for a lawyer? Because a lawyer going to need that amount of money to fight. See, that's what y'all don't get. You don't fight with money, with swords and guns. It's with the money to fight with the lawyers. And that's what y'all don't get.
What's the old saying? Money talk, bullshit walks?
That's it. Ray, finish us off, bro. I know you got your event, and give people how we're going to do it, but we're going to sit down on the one-on-one with a few people because this is going too far. There's a court case that we can easily, what I'm about to show everybody, only in Dade County, though. I guarantee.
Well, let me back up just for a minute. If you can remember, when I went to court, the federal court over the Haitian, over Chrome Detention Center, when they brought
yes,
my Haitian brothers here and put them out, mm-hmm. and I sued the federal court, the federal government in the federal court regarding that, and won the suit to get into Chrome, and went into Chrome, but it took a lot of courage to do that, and it took a lot. We only had a few people who were stand with us, and then everybody took off after that. Everybody was still scared to death. Because they do come against you, and they did come against me. They've done a lot to me since I've been here, but it hasn't stopped me because I know where we have to go, or where I need to show what I need to show the people. They have to do it. I can't do that, and you can't do it, but we can do these things. We can organize, and we can.
That's what it's called.
We can put our money
dry
where
bones.
We need to.
Yep, dry bones. Yeah. I can't do it all myself. That's for sure.
That's mm-hmm. right. We can do these things collectively. Like you say, we are the majority. We have the money. They tell us how much money we make, and then now they tell them how broke we are. Come on, wake up, people. This is our land. This country has more oil in it than all them other countries put together. Come on,
okay,
y'all.
Hold on, Ray, now. I'm going to put you on the spot, but here, this is what I say. Our people do read the Bible. I read it. You read it. It says a stiff neck, hard-headed people were going to get their ass whooped by God for being dumb. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. You just said the key word to this whole program, we were self-sufficient. And I don't care if you like Trump or not. The deal was made where gas was going to be produced by the people here in America, which you just said was the smart thing to do. And yet our people overwhelmingly voted against their own self-interest based off media propaganda. Now, you just said the oil, gas, warn the people again like we used to talk in our autumn meet. The gas, once the gas go up, it's over for a lot of people. Fires.
Well, yeah,
so it is a weaving out of the wheat and the tares. Ain't it the Bible story that just because our people look alike, they ain't all going to join in. They ain't all going to make it. The wheat and tares story tells that. So I should stop thinking I can save a dumb people. What you think about that one? Because people do think this way about why should we try to save black folks? They only going to make the more dumb decisions. Why waste this energy when we can save those like ourselves? Me and you and a few others can get rich as hell. If we can save those who don't get it, Are we bad people? Because we can't raise up a dumb people. It's impossible to raise a dumb people up.
Right. You can't save somebody who don't want to be saved.
Right. I can't see us wasting all this energy.
The thing.
What's your thoughts on that now? Give me your thoughts on that. I'm just giving you what people do say. What's your thoughts on all that?
I think we have a spiritual and a moral obligation not to cooperate with our own demise.
Okay.
And that's what we're doing. We're going along with them. We're still voting in their system. Where is our system? Why don't we vote for our own system, put our own people in our own system to represent us? They have to respect that, and if we, especially if we have our own money. And we can do this. I'm working with a number of African nations right now who have money but don't know what to do with it, who are allowing these Europeans to come in and take their country from them.
Tell me. Tell them to call me, man.
Pay them,
tell them to call me. I'm going to tell them what to do with it. Because I still would tell them what to do with the money.
Well, praise that. What they're doing is they're coming in, they're feeding the presidents and the rulers and putting them in position and demand and damning the people. So now the people must come together, and I'm working with the people. The drum call that we do every Sunday, 3 p.m., internationally, it's a worldwide drum call, to call for divine intervention. We're asking the creator of the universe, the giver and sustainer of all life. We need you now. All this crap they done taught us in these schools and in these churches are lies. And we need to call on the creator to intervene. I think that's the only thing that's going to save us from this ignorance we have been taught.
Well, that's my man.
So that's
my brother. We're gonna sit down. Like I say, I'm gonna come with showing you what I have as ammunition. Cause see, you gotta have artillery for what's gonna take place. And I tell you, we get the right lawyers and the right people to look at something that's already set precedents, and we just ain't looking up. And I ain't gonna say on this air because we got a lot of people down here in South Florida, and we don't know if they are people or not. Only way you're going to know your people if they follow the ways of your mind. Now, let me get some more calls. Ray, stay with me if you want to do. I know you're speaking this late this evening, but I got to take a commercial break. When we come back,
hey, drive on.
Yeah, drive on.
Wesley said to unmute him.
Yeah, I'm going to unmute him. I'm going to tell Wesley, quit breathing so hard. Wesley, I will put you in all
comment.
That breathing. Uh-uh. Ain't going to be breathing hard today,
one,
honey. Go ahead.
I got one comment, drive on. See, what needs to happen, basically, is see, it's I'm not talking about our women, but I ain't gonna lie, man, they some dumb motherfuckers. Because them the one, I'm just speaking facts because that's
give a fact so you could, because I know you say we don't want to call people dumb, but I do know what you're coming from. Give me some specific that's keyed in your area that you feel that need to be discussed. Like what dumbness?
The woman needs to be re-educated.
To get all this
acceptance of other people. She needs to be put in a position where she needs to just worry about her own. And we need strong women that really are smart and know really what's going on and what we need for our future. It's the children, because that's who really being raised. That's who raising these children. I'm talking about on a whole wide level. They just give their kids away. I'm sick of that. They just give them away.
Hold on.
Feeding them to the wolves.
Hold on. Y'all just heard the queen, Margaret Springer. Are you talking the same talk that she was able to teach what caught? Y'all ready for the heat hour?
What woman was she teaching?
She was teaching black women. The facts show that Margaret Springer went to
Africa. And you about to have one in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, hold on.
But you got to ask the question.
The question is, these women who are in power, you said George Soros. George Soros is an old-ass pimp. He's from Ukraine. He is from the same area. So pimping ain't gone off the map here, y'all. That's pimping. So what better person who was the first bitch goddess, bitch, because I ain't going to leave my facts. Facts said that they were called the goddess bitches, and they were black women. And now you're about to lose your mind.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here.
If I got
have to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your man's been in jail before, suck my dick. And all the muffled cats you run with, get done with, jump quick. The fuck you throwing punks at dogs with some bum shit? I said go to gun click, now I'm one shit, all over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? Man, niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I expect, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself buried next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And a nigga tried to diss you, that's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. Cause niggas still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. And you ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you puffin' on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. Y'all niggas characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid, you be like, so, I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining over foot that don't belong to them. The fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all on the strip or their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rain so heavy it hurts the head. No more talking, put him in the dirt instead. You keep walking, unless you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. Cause you's a soft type nigga, fake up north type nigga. Push like a soft white nigga. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker than slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we run out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody burn out, sun in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out, nigga run in his mouth. I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Home. Some old man fishing. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest. But it's hard to digest with the sound.
The
hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind up in here, but no, you ain't. That's on me. Let me go to 9 new callers, and I'm gonna bring everybody back in. Keep yourself as close to mute as possible. All that noise, background, heavy breathing, all that. You got a cough? Put yourself on mute. I'm the host. If I got a cough, guess what? 9857. You on the Helios? Love you.
Hey, good morning, brother.
What's happening, man? Always love to have you.
Much, man. Yeah, man. Big things are happening. Big things are happening, man. But, you know, I think there's a crisis in terms of what Black America has to kind of deal with, man. Because I kind of see from being a children of a descendant of the immigrant, we see what is happening. I kind of understand what is happening in terms of the duress that's before Black America. I go back to Katrina. When they actually called evacuees refugees in America, I mean, even till today, I saw that as such a great insult to Black America. But, you know, there hasn't been any leadership to galvanize properly to kind of even form delegations. Because I use that as an example. Cuba offered medical treatment or to send a delegation to New Orleans to help in the situation. But it was rejected by Bush. So Black Americans never have a delegation or power force to say, well, F Bush, this is our brothers in Cuba that want to send us some aid. Who are you to deny it for us? You get what I'm saying? So it's like you going into a battle. You got to have all your ducks lined up when you go into this fight. And I feel as if it's almost heartbreaking, because I think Black America should have been the example a long time ago in sending delegations throughout the world, especially the African world.
I know that's right.
Garvey's the first four Black agents of the FBI were all foundational Black Americans in a sense, right? It's on record.
No, that's true. That's true. I want you to go. You can finish. I'm going to give you some more time to finish. Remember now, it was called the African Black Brotherhood, and that's what Claude McKay, Autumn, they came from the islands. They was indoctrinated in Stalin and the Bolshevik. They brought them in, too. So we had agents, I think, we should be looked at, because, of course, you got to use Black America. But the island people that came in, remember, we kind of felt like we was family because we were having sex, doing all kind of things together, but we still had, still had that tie to their country because they was coming over here. What about that group?
Eventually, that'll dissipate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Those differences will dissipate once we get to go. Like I said, we screwing each other, women, having babies amongst each other.
Yeah.
You know, that'll melt away. But you got to have a goal. You got to have a general goal that, listen, there's a delegation. There should have been a delegation of power structure in Black America a long time ago, because you saw the remnants of it when the leaders would get together, the athletes, the Jim Browns, they used to have the little meetings, and they came out with Muhammad Ali's came out with an agenda, or at least a guard or position to present before the world or before the government. You know, that should have been, you know, taken up to the next level, but it never did. It never happened. You hear the brother that was on, he talked about filing a lawsuit with federal for the case of the going to the Chrome. This should have been done on a grander level by now.
Well,
and
I agree.
It should have been delegation that stand and speak.
I ain't even going against that. I can't go against that. That makes sense.
Let's ask a question.
We had that era, me and you both talked about this a few times. Friend and foe type of thing. Brother Ray always say, you know, it's because of Brother Black ain't mean he always your brother. I'm thinking, is there some tribalism within ourselves that we need to deal with where, you know, I've seen beef with just people in my own state because we own the West, they own the East Coast. Is this a tribal thing where land dedicates your thinking? Because think about it. Me and you get along like we brothers. And you know, you from Haiti, I'm from but then we go back and trace each other sometimes. We figure like, oh, my grandparents come from the Virgin Islands. So it's a half and half thing. So my thing, Alabama is another side. So I'm thinking to myself, are we really that caught up in the color game that sometimes we overshadow our own best interest? Because people don't realize the Haitian community is in Chicago. Obviously, if you got a surveyor up there who is giving the demarcation lines of your perimeters, you don't think he brought his family with him? You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I think we take our story so light that it's become comical that we are even discussing our greatness at this point in time, because it's common sense. So I'm saying, I think about what I'm trying to get you to say with me, because we talked about it. Sometimes we don't know our greatness enough to realize that, damn, we stopping our own shit. It's our own. The white man ain't even powerful compared to what if we say, man, we lying on ourselves. Ain't that the spell? Deprogramming the spell.
Hey, bro. What Trump said, but look,
answer that. I'll give you 1 minute. I'm going to take some more calls. 1 minute. What you think? You got 1 minute. That's a lot of radio.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're correct. I think what Trump's that is called the personality culture that we have. We have personalities that we empower that trumps that, you know, and that's where we fall short. The cult of personalities that we worship or we give power to, we've been negligent in that because they've proven to work counter to overcoming that. But you're right. You're 100% on that, you know. But go ahead, next call. I'll come back.
Thank you. All right, now, before we get, appreciate, all right, put yourself on mute. Y'all, we're going to the hot round. Brother West, you already in the round. I got Sister Key in the round. $5 to get the 100. The more people we go, we can double the pot. See, we want to make sure y'all listen to a radio show that tests your intellect on your money leg. Let me get 2 more calls. Each one, you got 3 minutes. 3 minutes. I'm going to 7-4. That's a long time in radio. See, I look at radio. I said, man. You know, they'll cut you off on Hannity and all the rest of the show. Even radio, TV1 will cut your ass off. We got to go. Boom. Stephen A. Smith won't let you talk for a damn half a second. Molly, tell him not to. So, understand, radio. You like that one? Hey, you like that one?
CNN is owned by Walt Disney, so there you go, bro.
There you go. You like that one? You heard what I'm glad you listening, man, because they ain't catch that one. Hey, he listened to everything Molly say, boy. I must be a juicer. 7472. You on the Helios.
Otep. How's it going, Dry Bones?
Always, man.
How you be, bro?
Much love to you, boy. You've been kicking some heavy core. Just go in, cause you, this brother Quam, just go in, please.
I'm listening to Steve Coakley, and he, you know, I had to go back and hear some of the elders and ancestors to see how we move forward. And what Brother Ray is speaking on, and you spoke on too, in talking about the black church. Yeah, we got these mega churches and we got these mega preachers, but their bank book is not a black bank. And that's the main problem, because we giving our money to the church and the church giving our money to the white banks. We've got to look at how we're going to fight this by putting it in our banking system and be able to look at that $1.3 trillion that we make in this country and be able to utilize that with people that look like us. The other part that we're looking at in talking about the legal, and congratulations to your daughter for her degree, we got to go into these HBCUs that are HBCUs, and they have courses in legal that they teach our children. We've got to be able to get them to start doing the research to see how we fight this fight with the legalities as they become indoctrinated, to be able to use that power to free us. Because what we have to begin to look at, when we do something, the indigenous people say what we do should be for seven generations, okay? What we also need to do is begin to say, what we do, how is this going to free us? This is the main battle cry, because this is what we cry is, how do we get free? And first of all, some of us don't even really realize what freedom is. You think you're free because you live in a you live in a big mansion house and you drive a car. You ain't free. You're in debt. Proverbs 22:7 says the borrower is a slave to the lender. That's in the Bible.
That's in there.
Proverbs 22:7 says the borrower
is a
slave to the lender.
To the lender.
You usury. Thinking that you have gotten emancipated. Emancipation, when you look it up in the dictionary, as law dictionary, emancipate only means transfer of ownership. You just got transferred from being owned by the master in the south to the master in the north. And Washington, D.C. says is that the D.C. is Department of Corrections. That's why it's prison camps here. Prison camps called the hood. So we got to begin to – we've been hoodwinked. And you were talking about the 23rd of February was Du Bois's, and he was one of the promoters of Margaret Singer.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's sad.
That's black history. That's black fact.
That's sad.
So you all point, and Brother Ray, you know, organizing, the thing is that we got to get to what's the main organ in the human body that keeps us going? The heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got to organize, is our hearts. This is what we need, because all of this is that, and you're talking about February 2022, was the exact alignment of 1776 in Pluto being in Capricorn at 27 degrees. We just seen it. And on my Earth Day, February 24th, they bombed Russia.
Damn.
Okay.
Wow.
Happy Earth Day, bro. You brought that in with a bang.
Happy Earth Day.
You brought that in with a bang. That's all I can say.
Yeah. I'm a baby boomer. That's why I came in the world on this planet. I'm a baby boomer, and what did they just show me? That's what it means. Something's going to blow up.
Wow. That's deep. I like that.
Hey, Dry Bones, where did Du Bois, the black history question, where did Du Bois get his PhD from?
Oh, yeah. Harvard.
There you go.
First black man to get a PhD from Harvard.
And it what? Right, and it would have to be out of Harvard, all places.
Yep.
There, you got to go back.
Go ahead.
Where did he first get started getting educated?
in a colored school. There were no elementary schools for black children. He was a child, was raised and educated in a colored school. That shows us the power we can educate our every all of them.
Yeah.
Booker T. Washington, Mary McLeod Bethune, all went to colored schools. Then they went to Ivy League University.
Right.
And how did those universities get their scholarship?
Yeah.
Read a book called Ebony and Ivory, and you'll see where Harvard, Yale, Princeton, all of them.
Yeah. I've read a book, too.
And if you look at most universities, is in what? It's in the hood. They draw the energy from us.
Right, because everybody knows.
Knoxville College is right in the middle of the projects.
Right in the middle. All of them in the hood. Yeah.
Howard's
in the hood. I went to the Million Man March.
Right.
We stayed in Howard University during the first Million Man March. It was Dr. Charles Drew. It was tore up from the floor up. I was in shock, but it was right in the hood. Steak sandwich right across the street. I said, man, I didn't realize that until I went. And you're absolutely correct. Hold on. Let me get some more calls because we got to go into the hot money hour. Hold tight. I'm bringing everybody back in. Let me go to the last caller. You got 3 minutes. I got to play something for the money round. 3318.
Real quick, bro. Try to make it less than that. You know, I like it when you bring in the church at Ephesus. What happened with the church that we tend to also forget, if we couldn't get loans from the banks, we got the loans from the church.
Mm.
So the church was the one who helped with the redlining. So that's
right.
Why we used to be able to go to the church. See, people forget about that. So when Lyndon B. Johnson said we have to stop these churches, which was right after the tearing down of the Jim Crow laws, they put the 501c3. Now 501c3 is a charity thing to say that you no longer have a voice. So if you accept anything that's charitable, a.k.a. to help that Caribbean brother, because don't forget, you helped them out to understand the African Brotherhood, because anytime we try to raise up, they sent an agent into the agency to distract us from doing what we need to do in order to get keep our energy going in the right direction. So remember, the cleric is really a lawyer himself. We didn't send our children back then to go to school to be athletes. We sent them to be teachers and clerics. A cleric is a bookkeeper of the laws of the common. So when Lyndon B. Johnson found out that we were creating our own banking industry within our own territory, he shut that shit down with 501c3. So, and this word refugees, let me help the motherfucker with that. Refugees derives from the word fugue. A fugue in the mental capacity means one of loss of memory of self. So why can't I govern motherfuckers who are emancipated that forget who they are? And I put them on the charity, and I will not let them do business. Here's the last one you need to remember. This is what should wake everybody up. When Kobe Bryant went international to create business, they killed that motherfucker. So they're saying the only thing we're going to let y'all do, excuse me for cussing so much, I'll slow down. The only thing we're going to let y'all do is be domestic.
We take y'all from all reasons.
Oh, bro, I'm sorry being so tough on you. I'm just saying, man.
Stay hot.
I just don't like people make it look like we just, you know, we slew footed. We're not, man. We've been fighting this battle for a long damn time. That's my point.
Thing that you just said now, the charity, all that, because everybody knows that.
Yeah, man, these are rules and regulations they put on the women.
Yeah.
That's what that brother was talking about.
Yeah, they put it on. And then,
see,
and
when
they
you
put
take
it,
charity,
remember
you don't
how
have
many
voice.
People got locked up from those PPP loans? They took the loan, didn't do what they
said.
Oh,
it was
a they ass in jail.
I don't even want to go. Listen, I don't even want to go that far. How many, this prison
that
our brother's talking about with the Department of Correction, that comes because we don't know how equity law works. They changed up law on us again. We still think we're in the laws of common. We're not in the laws of common. We're in the laws of uniform commercial code. That's the big trick
That's the UCC. UCC law. We learned that back
that's
in the morning day. That's the trick. Okay.
Thank you for listening. I'm out. Peace.
No, stay with me. Now, I got to check the clock. I try to check the clock. But before we check the clock, let's see who's on the hot money line. I know brother wasn't about – let me see. 117, brother West.
I can send my money, brother. Hey, boom.
Yeah, you got to do it all. You got to have it already, because we have. If you don't let us know, you look up the number for Cash App at Dry Bone 7, And then you find me. But if you ain't on the phone call, if you ain't on the line right now, yeah, tell me later on. If y'all don't have my phone number to get y'all, because you know how Cash App work. Okay, sister, I'm going to let you do one. I'm going to give you 1 minute. I got to do this one play. 1 minute. Brother West, know you've been holding. I know you've been holding. I can't wait to hear you. I'm going to let you go 1 minute. Sister, 1 minute or 2 minutes. So make it three, Brother West, because you better start thinking, because you already in the cash round. Brother West,
you talking about me?
Yeah, no, 1-877. 1-877.
Good morning.
Yep, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead. I ain't got long, but yeah, I want to make it quick because you're in the cash round too, so get ready. I got you. I got Brother West, and I'm going to get who? Sean Caddy. Sean Caddy is in the round. Oh, my goodness. We're going to make these questions really cash hot. Let's go. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to... just hit a note on the Mary, what is it, Swinger? What's her name?
Margaret Springer.
Like the Springer
right.
Show.
Yeah,
but
Jerry
she got,
Springer.
She got the Springer there.
But don't use, I didn't say it was Jerry Springer's family, so don't try to quote me. I'm making
well,
that clear.
I thought it was Singer.
It is Singer. Yeah, you heard me say, no, not Jerry Springer. No, Margaret Springer. Go ahead. Come on.
Okay. Well, I was just having some thoughts about the fetus earlier today. There's a race to kill babies, and we don't know why, what they're going to do with the fetus, because they really, really want the fetus. And they even want the fetus when it grows bigger and bigger and bigger. And that video that you always play, Dry Bones, they talk about actually eating it. And we do eat fetus. We eat fetus every morning when we eat eggs. You know, so it must be some kind of nutrients in this baby fetus that's driving the Democrat Party crazy. You know,
I'd have sell that to Trump. Hey, instead of eating the babies, man, you go win the election. Go ahead. I'll be rich. Go ahead.
And for those on the phone that want to defend the Democrat Party, you cannot defend them, because we know clearly the Republican Party are totally against killing babies, you know. So that's something that we have to remember in November. And we have to remember about the vaccine and the creator of the vaccine. This man has been going all around the country, the world, with his vaccine killing people in Africa. So for him to predict that we're going to have another vaccine, I mean, another variant,
yeah.
We have to come to grip, black people, that this is a hoax. I know some of you have taken the shot, and it's okay. It's all right. But don't fall for it again, especially around November time, when the election time, when they need an excuse to cheat again. Yes, they cheated. And, brother, there are some smart women out here. I am one of them, okay? All of the women are not selling their babies to the government, you know? Not all of them, you know?
Somebody,
and I am all right, out
got,
here.
I'm going to get all the women out here. Hey, let's get a protest.
Yeah, I'm out here promoting
women
our women to wake
up. But y'all got us, bitches.
Yeah, we want
y'all
them to wake
bitches.
Up.
Y'all ain't
yeah,
no
got
bitches.
Bitches.
Y'all got us, bitches. That'll
okay, got us, bitches. Wake up. Stop masking your kids. Stop vaccinated. There is some women out here like me that
right.
are trying to reach them.
Okay. All right. It's going to be a rough battle, because mm-hmm. you got to reach, especially in that area you're in. Now, I got to play this, because this is going to be part of the money round. See, everybody know America might have a civil war. It always comes in threes. Time for a civil war. Revolutionary war. Civil war. You know, the law. Now, the question going to be, I'm going to read something before I put this on. The word America is a singular word, American, is not a nation, nor is American a nationality. America is a contemporary derivative name of the ancient Amru or Mu. Now, got to be something to that, because Webster Dictionary also said America was a copper, wasn't had nothing to do, it was a copper colored race of people that they called from Amur. Y'all remember we did a show, I told you that America was Kaaba. Y'all leaving out key components to your own history, and those of you who don't know your own constitution, guess what? There was a man during the Revolutionary War, Civil War, always been. See, the Civil War, the Revolutionary War was a man who was next to Lincoln who had a, what kind of outfit on? That's going to be one of the questions. What kind of outfit did he have on? The black man with so-called. Think about that one. In the Civil War, there was a black man, supposedly a black man. A man who comes from the East and travel West. A man who was a confidant to the highest order. The man who Lincoln called in into the occult world. You better find out who this is, because this is how you know what your history is, old black people.
Pascal Beverly Randolph was an African-American medical doctor, occultist, medium, and author. He was the first person to introduce the concept of sex magic to North America, and according to some sources, established the first known Rosicrucian order in the United States, the Fraternitas Rosicrucis. Born in 1825 and raised in New York City, he came from a diverse racial background. His mother's name was Flora Beverly, whom he said was of mixed English, French, German, Native American, and Malagasy ethnicity. By way of his father, Pascal was a descendant of William Randolph, a prominent American colonist who came to Virginia in the 1670s. Some other notable descendants of William Randolph include people like Thomas Jefferson and Robert E. Lee. Now, at the age of 12, Pascal would lose his mother. Now homeless and without a penny to his name, he became a cabin boy and spent his teens and early 20s as a sailor living on the sea and traveling the world. And he traveled it extensively, making his way through Europe, where he became acquainted and befriended occultists and Freemasons in England and France. He visited Africa, searching for esoteric wisdom in Egypt. His quest for knowledge led him as far as Persia, Turkey, and Syria, where he learned the ways of local folk magic and studied various religions. His lineage and ability as a medium allowed him to gain access to mystical traditions in Africa and Asia, which were closed to Europeans. And he was trusted with ancient secrets that would never make its way into the hands of European occultists, if not for him. Now, in September of 1855, he returned to New York City. He'd become a master of mystical knowledge and had earned the title of Supreme Grand Master of the Rosicrucian Order. And he began a public career as a trance medium, displaying what he dubbed triple clairvoyance, where he could accomplish feats like reading while blindfolded. He was also an orator and lecturer, giving talks to African-American audiences on the prospect of emigration to India. It was his opinion that men and women of African ancestry were destined for extinction if they remained in the United States. He spoke boldly in favor of the abolitionist movement in the years before the Civil War, and he even became a close friend and advisor to Abraham Lincoln. After emancipation, he traveled to New Orleans, where he taught literacy to freed slaves and became a school principal. He also trained as a medical doctor and was a promoter of birth control during a time when it was illegal to even mention the topic. Now, as I mentioned earlier, he was an author and a prolific one, who later in life would create his own publishing house in Toledo, Ohio. He'd release over 50 titles on subjects like medicine and spirituality, scrying, alchemy, and elixirs. But perhaps the most controversial topic he addresses throughout his career as a lecturer and writer was sex magic. Randolph's work was the dominant influence on the Hermetic Brotherhood of Luxor, the Golden Dawn, and the OTO. In his writings, he often used the pseudonym the Rosicrucian, and in 1858 he founded the first Rosicrucian order in the United States. This group is still in existence today, and it's only about an hour's drive from where I stand that they built a pyramid in the countryside of Pennsylvania. In the description, I put a link to the Google Maps of the pyramid and to the website of the order. He also wrote a book under the name Griffin Lee concerning pre-Adamite man, which outlined his belief that the human race existed around the world thousands of years ago. up to 100,000 years ago. His book stood out at the time because it wasn't solely based on biblical references. He drew from many different traditions, ancient religions, and esoterica, traveling the world while writing this book. And unlike other authors who addressed this topic at the time, he believed the people of this ancient past were civilized and not, you know, just beast men. In 1865, Abraham Lincoln had been assassinated. Pascal Beverly Randolph was there with Lincoln's funeral procession on the train to Springfield, Illinois. But because of the color of his skin, he was asked to leave, as some people objected to a man of mixed race being allowed on the train. One of his contemporaries was Madame H.P. Blavatsky, founder of the Theosophical Society. Now, rumor has it that she resented Randolph out of jealousy. And while she didn't respect him, it was said she would have given anything for the chance to plunder his journals for the knowledge they contained. There was a real and bitter animosity between these two and their followers. At the age of 50, Pascal Beverly Randolph died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. The cause was ruled suicide and then later revised to accidental. His writings were strongly against suicide, and just a year before he had gotten married and his new wife had given birth to a son who they would name Osiris Buddha Randolph. Now, it was rumored that a former friend of Pascal made a deathbed confession that he had killed Randolph in a state of jealousy and temporary insanity, but we'll never know what really happened. And while names like Crowley and Blavatsky have become solidified in the Western esoteric tradition of the modern era, they built their houses on foundations laid down by Pascal Beverly Randolph. In 1872, the Boston Herald wrote, "It is said that he is one of the most learned and extensively read men in America, is familiar with all the ancient languages and literature, and has written numberless works on philosophy, love, religion, and other topics. His acquaintance with prominent and influential men of every known nation is said to be extensive, and his experience seems to have been as varied as the most eccentric could desire." Now, let me know what you think about this fascinating man in the comments.
Now, that's Black History because it's the last day. Pascal Randolph Beverly. Let me ask y'all something. Did y'all even know this man existed? This man also is the reason for a lot what's going on with the occult world in America. And you heard he say he was a mixed race. And those of you who stand by for the final hour of our program before we go into our round of fun and knowledge, think about that one. Who would teach a man from the East? He brought India. Who's your vice president today? India. Didn't I tell you it was all a cult? India. That was during the time of the Great Civil War that he was a confidant, astrologer, naysayer for Abraham Lincoln, who also they said was Africanus Lincoln, because I guess he hung with Randolph Pascal, and they probably looked similar. Y'all ready? Now, Brother West, you in the round. I know I had you on mute, but I'll mute everybody who's going to be in the round. And let me get you. Sean Caddy, where you at?
Hey, drop on. You hear me?
I got you.
Pascal Beverly Randolph also started the free man's bank, man. He started that free man's bank to them devils stole the money.
Check it out.
And
check that out.
One more thing
check
about yes sir. One more thing about the Margaret Singer and this damn abortion. Y'all know they're using melanin in the
what happened?
So they're using melanin in the computer chips, man.
Oh man, can you imagine that? Melanin in the computer. Yo, did y'all hear that? Think about that one, everybody. What technology? I can hear an echo. I'm still hearing it. That must be because y'all try to keep yourselves. Let me get more of y'all who's gonna be in the program. Hold on. Now, I got two of y'all already again. Brother West, you're the reigning chef as we speak right now. Let me see who else in the round. Y'all got a few minutes. I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna see who all you got up to the song to put your cash at $5. Get you 100. No, y'all can do that one. Because guess what? All together, we the power of one.
You know, it's however you feel, but you just have to fit it. between that space, that little space that you got, which is one, you know, one, you know, one. And then you would try to fit your different notes, but you felt in between it, like, you know, and that's the funk, you know, you know. And you can change that.
The power of the one. It's the power of the one. You know this song has just begun. You can lean on me. Let your mind be free. Power. Thy shall not fall down. Power. But I need the funk, baby.
We back. Hey, y'all ready? hope y'all ready. Turn your mics down. Turn. Just answer the question. Don't try to hear yourself. Put me on mute wherever you listen from. And now we got our three contestants. Now I'm looking for brother. We got four, but I don't see Brother Caddy. Brother Caddy, you 3-3. Put your hand up. I know you're nervous. Don't worry about it. Hey, we gonna catch you. We gonna see what you know. Come on. All right. Let me take one more catch. Make sure everybody in the lines. This is gonna be a good one here. I feel it covered. This is gonna be a good one. Okay, we got Sister Queen Celine. We got Brother Wes. Sister Key. Okay. That's it. We're gonna get everybody. Don't be scared. I know y'all be scared to come on radio. I know it. I said, boy, we got some scared people out there. Talk all that shit. Come on. I'm going to give you one more minute. One more minute. And we going to set it off. Matter of fact, I want y'all here.
No, I'm not playing, Bone.
I got you. Ain't playing. You said it went through.
No. I donated. Y'all go ahead and play because I was busy. I'm busy doing something. So y'all enjoy.
Okay. All right. Well, you go. Well, we got y'all too. Okay. Well,
much love, y'all.
Much love. Much love. All right. Okay. I'm about to put you in there, boy. We're about to get you. You're about to get it. she jumped out. We got two. Come on. I'm going to give y'all five more minutes. Y'all got to hear this, too. This part of the thing. Look how many countries they went after. You don't think this made up? Every country they went after, they knew. They are.
Because I'd been through the Pentagon right after 9/11. About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs," meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq."
My fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
And then Syria.
We had a chance to talk about a wide range of international issues, including the situation in Syria. And I have to say that all of us who've been seeing the terrible pictures coming out of Syria and Homs recently recognize it is absolutely imperative for the international community to rally and send a clear message to President Assad that it is time for a transition, it is time for that regime to move on, and it is time to stop the killing of Syrian citizens by their own government.
Lebanon.
They both had different reasons, the State Department and the White House, for wanting Israel to do it, encouraging them to do it, supporting them. Our Air Force worked very closely with the Israeli Air Force for months before this, not necessarily with a deadline, knowing when it would happen. It was always going to be whenever there was an incident, they would take advantage of an incident. The word I used was fortunate timing. When the Hezbollah grabbed some of the Israeli soldiers in early July, that was then a pretext, I think that's the only word, for a major offensive that had been in the works a long time.
Libya.
Today we can definitively say that the Gaddafi regime has come to an end. The last major regime strongholds have fallen. The new government is consolidating the control over the country.
and one of the world's longest-serving dictators is no more.
Somalia.
Well, violence isn't only on the rise in Afghanistan. In fact, it looks like America's shadow wars have now increased by one. Drone strikes have long been reported in Pakistan and Yemen, but now there's news that a week ago, a U.S. drone aircraft fired on two leaders of the Somalian organization Al-Shabaab.
Sudan.
President Obama is sending 100 combat-equipped troops to Central Africa to advise local forces on getting rid of one of the continent's most vicious operatives, Joseph Kony, the head of the Lord's Resistance Army, a group responsible for atrocities across the region. It's the first open deployment of U.S. ground combat power to Africa since the Black Hawk Down incident in Somalia in the 1990s that killed 18 troops. U.S. troops may wind up now in Uganda, South Sudan, the Central African Republic, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's part of a growing military effort to engage in Africa.
Finishing off, Iran.
Okay. Finishing off Iran. And now,
I said, is it classified? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me. And I saw him a year or so ago, and I said, you remember that? He said, sir, I didn't show you that memo. I didn't show it to you.
I'm sorry. What did you say his name was?
Yeah, and they laughing. And the crowd laughs on. All right. We are packed. We got three. Contested brother, I got 1-3-0-0. I got you in the mic. I got 3-3-6-4. I got 1-8-7-7. Sean Kelly just gave a donation. That's all I can say. I look for a sister. She said she on that. Okay, we gonna start. Let me roll the dice.
Hey, drop on. Yo. Sean Kelly
just
say he drop on. Sean Kelly just say he on the line, man. I don't know.
Okay,
well,
3-3-6-4. That's what I got for him. Let me see. Let me look for him.
That's my number. 3-3-6-4. That's me.
Then he must be. Hold on. 9927-1068. Hold on. Where he at? Hold on. Let me look for him. I want everybody in. Hold on. I got you. Hold on. Yeah, I got it. I'm looking him up now. Make sure we got them, because we want everybody in on this one. It's going to be a good one here. This should be a good one. If we get four, it's going to be a good one here. Where you at, Caddy?
0925, man.
0925. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking. I'm going all the way down. Come on. I don't know what country you're calling from, but I'm going all the way down the line. Do not, there he is. A lot of y'all on the line today. Did we got you? 0925.
Yeah, yeah.
25. Got you. Woo! All right, we got four. Let me get the lines down. We got 1877. You hear me, sister? Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
All right, get y'all lines open. I got everybody in there. I got 1300. Let me get to 0925. So when we ask y'all these questions, remember, gotta double it to get the money. So you know that's gonna be in Brother West. Our last winner, reigning champion, Brother West is in the house. Brother West, since you're the reigning champion and you back again, you got to go first because that's how it works. Ain't that how it works, y'all?
That's all.
That's right. That's how it works.
That's how it works. Reigning champion, Brother West, you are first. Let me see my new call. Let me go here. And let me get y'all all in the queue here so we're going to have a good time. Hope y'all ready. Hope y'all been listening. You know how y'all do. Sometimes y'all forget. I don't know how that happens. But y'all be forgetting. Brother West, let's get it on. Start with you. First question. Name the person who was an ancient occultist but who was jealous by what characters? A. Helen P. Blavatsky. B. Orson Welles. C. Aleister Crowley.
It got to be Pascal Beverly Randolph, man.
No, Pascal Beverly Randolph, that's not the name. I said who? It was a famous. He's a famous, and we know he's famous, but the people who didn't like him, the people who didn't like him, I'm going to say it one more time, and you only got 5 seconds. All y'all got 5 seconds. Helen P. Blavatsky, Mayor Rudolph, Abraham Lincoln.
You say Rudolph? That's who you say? Because I don't understand the question, man.
Okay.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, I'm going to give you an opportunity to say pass. When you don't understand, I'm going to have to pass it. Because the question was that he was disliked by these people, who's this great mystic. I didn't name the mystic. You named him. I asked you to name the people who didn't like him. That was in the thing. But the answer would have been Helen Blavatsky. So you're going to have to pass yours.
I didn't understand the question, man. You didn't say it was A, B, or C. You say name the person that they didn't like.
I gave you three names. I gave you the ones I gave you. Blavatsky. So you lost that one. It's plain and simple. That's how it works, bro.
Okay.
You lost it.
All right.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving. We ain't got time to. It's only, you got it. 5 hours. You got to get that hunch. You're going to have a minute. I'm sure it's going to take y'all longer than this, the way this is going to go already. So I'm already ready for y'all. Sister, your turn. Are you ready? Now listen carefully.
I am
if you
ready.
Don't understand the question.
Okay.
If you don't understand the question, you only got 5 seconds, you better say pass. That way, or you try to answer as best you can. If you know the answer before I say it, or you figure it out, I'll let you go with that. Now, question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Name president of Ukraine. Last name only. Is it Boris Yeltsin? Vladimir Zelensky? Or Gorbachev?
Vladimir Zelensky.
Okay, you got $5. Now you got 10. Here we go. You got $10. You want to double it or pass? Because if you double it and you do not get this question, you get 10. You double it, you get 20. If you don't double it, and you only keep getting 5 because that's all you put in. So you double it, it's 10. If you can't answer the double question, you will go back to zero. Which one?
Okay.
You want to double it or you want to go with $5?
Yeah, we'll double it. We're going with double it.
This is for the double. Okay. Name the ancient city for Egypt's Masonic capital. Is it Helena, is it Luxor, or is it Ethiopia?
Ethiopia?
Wrong.
Luxor. Mm-hmm. You go back to zero. Now,
okay.
You go back to $5 where you started at, because I can't put you at zero, because you start with five. So you go back to $5.
Okay.
Now, that's it. 09. 5-2. That's Mr. Caddy.
Yes, sir.
All right. This is going to be a good one here for you, buddy. Name the ancient wife for Yahweh. Is it Lilith, Asherah, or Ishtar?
It should be Ishtar.
Asherah.
All right, okay.
All right. Let's go to 1300.
You're in the building.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Make sure y'all listen. I want This is going to be a good one, y'all. Y'all know this. I'm about to get y'all some more easy ones as far as the show. Okay. Name one of the three. Just name one. Czech Republic. One. Question. A. Slovenia. B. Sicily. C. Athens.
Pass.
Okay. All right. Here you go. Now, because he passed it, 3-3-6-4. The champ.
Okay. I hate
you. All right. So you got $5. He passed it. That means he gave you $5. You got $10 in the kitty. We'll put you at $20.
Mm-hmm.
If you can answer, because he passed it. That means he passed his chance. So now... You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's going to be for $20. Name the Jewish group that Vladimir Putin associates himself with. A, the Ashkenaz. C, the Sephardic. C, Orthodox.
Orthodox.
You got it. $20. All right. There you go. Now, you want to double the money. This will get you $40.
Yes, keep it rolling.
Okay. All right. Keep it rolling. Name the sponsor for the TV show Servant of the People. Is it Bill Gates? Is it Klaus Schwab? C, is it George Soros?
George Soros.
$40. You want to double it or pass? If you have 40, you double it, you're going back.
Well, let's keep rolling, man.
Okay. This will take them to $80. I hope you're ready for this. This is going to be one of those questions you best to think. Get your mind ready. Oh, we got a list of stuff for you. There we go. Now, brother. I just gave you some clues earlier. Name the characters. This is about naming characters. Name the characters who is the number one writer of the King James Version. One. Sir Lancelot. Two, Sir Francis Bacon. Three, Lancelot Shakespeare.
Oh, shit. Damn. I'm going to go with Shakespeare.
You got it. $80. Man. All right, you know, again.
Yeah, again, you break it up.
I'm sure you know if by doubling this money, you automatically win the $100.
Yes, sir.
You
do.
You understand that? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Let me get my magic list for the $100 question. This is going to be a good one here. Y'all get ready. See if Brother West can do it consecutively. Consecutively now. Now, y'all heard, don't go by what you heard earlier. Go by the facts. This is going to be one of them that you got to put by the facts. Are you ready for this? name.
Yes, sir.
Give me the date that America was emancipated. A, 1862, 1776, or C, 1779?
1779.
There you go. Champ again. Two-time champ. Swept the damn floor. Ain't that amazing?
Yes, sir, man.
They saw. Unbelievable. Oh, and them...
That's excellent. That's excellent, Brother West.
Congratulations.
Thank y'all. Hey, drop on. Look here. This is how I want to do
it. I got
one. Send $10 to Brother Ray and put me $5 for next week, and you take the other $5 and put it to your blog talk to your platform, man. I'll make a donation to the show.
All right, man. We got
$8.
Hey, there you go. He got it. Here it comes. Coming right to you. That's the beauty of the technology. He gets it right away, right now. So let me take a break. We coming back. Guess what? Coming back. So get ready. So we about to make it happen up in here. We are loving it. Two-time champion. Somebody better beat him next week, man. Come on. I got to make Hey, ain't no way. Ain't no way. He got it. Two-time champ. He done made his funk the P-Funk, baby.
A good evening.
Yes,
do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is,
make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Now this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7-Up. Yeah.
T-Funk.
Uncut funk. I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sun rooftop.
Oh, man. That is a 1-2-3 punch. Let's get it on. Bring all y'all back in the clue. All who's staying with me. I told y'all. We're going to keep it hotter. Jump on in. Now, since we're doing this last homage to Black history, there's three world wars going on. One for your mind, one for your body, and one for your soul. And that's why we call this program the Three Wars of God. As you just seen earlier today, if you have not caught on yet to the program, we show you that this is all to benefit a certain agenda, and it's not ours. This agenda is for elites to take complete control, if you let them, over all bank accounts, all everything, based off what we just did. So you can see I just transferred electronically into another person's account called Cash App. So this is the future. You in it. You ain't escaping unless you kill yourself or some dumb formation happens to you. Other than that, you will be living through this transition. So let's get this program started. Who started this globalism and so forth? Oh, next week, going to be even harder, though. We're going to make it next week. If we get 10 of y'all to point, we'll make the pot. If 10 of y'all jump in this next week, we'll make the pot $200 and see if y'all really can answer some questions. Let me go to 6661. Thanks for holding. We back. What you got to say on that one?
Oh, man. What can I say? Hey, man, congratulations to the two-time champ. I'm coming back for you next week. So
that's right, man. You first champ. You're the first champ. You're the first champ to get on there.
I like to spread the word and let everybody, you know, get a little piece of the pie.
Hey,
you know what I mean? I'm gonna be prepared for you.
Hey, did you answer some of the questions for? Because I was answering
every one of them. I was answering every one. But you know, saying about this go ahead, brother. Get your come for you next week.
All I can say is let's get ready to rumble.
That's it. I love it. That's what I'm talking about.
Getting back to what we were saying about this this major double cross that's what's going on, because I'm gonna touch on Ukraine and I'm gonna touch on what Brother Fauntleroy he said. Getting back to the double cross. Now, when we look at Ukraine, right, they had nuclear weapons, right? And the deal was they had to give back their weapons to Russia, but they would be back by United States and UK. Now, the double cross, Vlad done took the weapons, they gave them back. Now, they can't get no assistance, nowhere to be found. Everybody, we're going to send food or whatever. Man, send them whatever you got to send, send the right thing. But now, what Brother Fauntleroy was saying, and when we were talking about the church, and how they've been demised and double-crossed, you know, and what Baby Bush said when he was not really introduced FBI, because, you know, we know when the churches take FBI faith-based initiative money, you can't speak out against the government. And see, that goes ties into the 501(c). So they've been trapped perpetually for centuries now. Now, I was watching this video, and I think everybody should watch it, and this is what we've been saying. It's his brother. He got this video called Contradiction, A Question of Faith, and he went around all the different churches, and he said, well, black people are the most religious one. We got a church on every corner.
Right.
You know, Holy Ghost Avenue and so forth. And he went around and asked people in different churches, different denominations, and they all basically said what we've been saying. Like, it's been, the ignorance has been passed down. Just believe in God, whatever, just hold the faith. And he was asking different questions. I was like, man, the whitewash that was going on here with their minds, and you'll be amazed about it. And it's called ignorance is bliss still. Yeah.
What'd you catch that on? Netflix or some type of?
No. It's on Netflix. It's called Contradiction, A Question of Faith. And he went around to every different churches.
Churches.
And
to
he
see
asked
what they
them,
think.
Yeah, to see what the thinking was. And you, when you look at that, you'll be like, wow. And I tell everybody, just go watch it and see how the black, the African Americans, or whoever, whatever you call yourself, just to see the whitewashing of the brain that we've been scrubbed for real. And
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, that's my thing about it. Okay,
hey,
bro.
Hey, yeah, check that out. Check that out. Good documentary. Let me get everybody here that we can. So keep your mics open. If you got to talk, or go talk to anybody, just mute yourself, but keep yourself in the mute. I'm going to start asking y'all some questions because y'all are all the renews. Y'all are the bones. Y'all the one to connect. There is an issue out here, I will say, with the food supply chains. I'm trying to get a brother on here. I'm getting everybody's perspective. Everybody's perspective need to be heard. I'm hoping but my man Dr. Joe come on there and give us his take on this crypto thing that he has gotten involved with. It seems interesting enough. Is money involved? But again, I'd rather somebody else tell you than me at the point because I'm looking into it. Silver and gold can't get no simpler. Can't get no simpler. Poor man's gold.
Hey, drop on.
Can't get no. Go ahead.
Hey.
I got you.
Can you hear me? Hey, I didn't know if you got that article I had sent to you about the Fed operation error that happened this Wednesday.
You tell it. Go right ahead.
Did you
tell
get that?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
it
seemed to happen at the same time when Jerome Powell came out that same week. And this Wednesday, he spoke to Capitol Hill legislators about the progress of the central bank. And what is made on the consumer-focused payment system. He says a consumer-focused payment system, he say, and the efforts to develop a digital dollar. So, family, we're definitely into the technology, digital age. So, just like I always say, it's always about the money game with me, follow the money trail, and you can find out what's happening because technology is going to be pretty much controlling everything, the AI. So,
right.
I mean, why go against the grain, family? Go ahead and right now and put you in what they call options trading. If family, just go to Google and Google options trading. Option trading gives you the ability to invest in companies, big large cap companies.
Yeah.
But you can invest like on a smaller level, but you still get
right.
you still have to buy 100 shares, but they give you the shares cheaper. For basically like futures contracts, like you're saying, okay, well, our price is going to go here by next week. But I just wanted to bring that out about the name of this article is the Fed system that allows banks to send money back and forth went down for several hours. And that happened on February the 24th, this last past Wednesday. And
right.
family, it's a media blackout about it. So just trying to put you on some game and, you know, the crypto and everything. But remember, crypto, it's stupid to get into crypto if you're going to convert back into fiat currency. You got to convert it into something tangible like land, gold, or silver, something you can place your hands on. I digress,
right.
my brother.
Yeah, I'm beautiful digression there because, again, which many have acronym basic instructions is basically stating that these are the commodities, land, gold and silver, precious metals. It told you in the very beginning all of the jewels and stuff was in the continent that it's in Genesis. For me to have to tell people that the Ethiopia word is in the Bible more than as the first country ever named is kind of like, you know, kind of make you say, but it's not that you have to worship Africa. It's about concept of knowledge of that time and that was, of course, a particular line, and I'm only going to say it a couple more times, Cancer and Capricorn. If you don't turn something sideways, you'll never see this. And that's all I'm going to say. If you don't turn something sideways, you'll see the whole meaning of the Pangea. This was the area of these two demarcational lines across a plane that this so-called group manifests through unbelievable things. Now, let me get some more calls. Let me go to 7696. You've been holding. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, that's Rob on.
There you go. Got you back in there. You
yes.
in there. All right. Go ahead. Let me go to five.
Go ahead.
I'm still listening, Drybone. I'm just listening. I don't have nothing to talk about. You know, for us, the politics, that's already plain to see that we are all messed up. You know what I'm saying? And we need to do something different. I'm talking about, I don't know how we gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? I think we ain't gonna come back. I think it's over with for us. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, I don't see it in my mind, and I say it.
Love the spirit, because what you're saying is, because I feel you so on what we talk, cause we communicate through our medium here and through what you send to me, and I say with this, you're right. It does give us an airy feeling that even if we fight, like we think, you know, like we most people think they're going to fight this, and I agree with that concept, it's still going to be a certain manifestation that we ain't going to be the same as we once imagined ourselves from our own perspective of this generational cycle, because I don't see us going back to this technology. I see technology taking people jobs. I see people not realizing that Uber gonna be phased out, because Uber's part of AI. Now AI is not I'm gonna just say this: for AI, some things it can do is phenomenally good for society, and then some things it can do is destructive for society. And only the people who brain cells want to make it for bad take those who want to make it for good. Because if you could have a surgeon perform AI in your brain, like Dr. Carson, under Dr. Carson's own, listen to what I'm about to say, y'all. Say Dr. Carson's DNA is put into AI, where all brain surgeries is based off Dr. Carson's consciousness. I'm going to ask y'all this. I want to hear from all y'all today. This is a dry bone to every 10 reason. What if that DNA that y'all claim you don't want to get, what if it is divine nature of atom DNA? What if it is able to make a machine through your DNA activate yourself into a new being? Would that be the story of being reborn?
Hey, Drybone, I think it's gonna be. I think they're making it. It's gonna
first. Stick,
just
first.
Be
go
like
ahead.
Some assembly. It's gonna be some assembly line type shit. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's gonna be
okay.
some assembly line. Like it's like nothing that we even our mind ain't but be able to think the way we thinking now. It ain't even gonna have that type of capacity to even think that. That way, unless I'm saying they'll probably be able to even monitor it when it gets to that point.
Oh, now hold on, now hold on. Let's go with what you're saying. I like the monitor. Now that's the dark side of it. I say it's two sides of this: dark and light. If the dark side say, if your thought pattern goes against the algorithm that we created for you to show us if you got rebellion in you. Because I'm telling y'all, I'm not making this up. Y'all think I'm making this up. I'm not. They're going to try to take this, what is called the God consciousness, out of human beings. I would never believe it. It's real. You got to go to these journals that shows experimentation. That's why I looked at Margaret Springer. I know that y'all should know they don't cut our brains open. They wanted to probably cut minds open. It's a lot of things your body probably don't. The doctor sees something in you. If the doctor sees Brother U and Brother D, from St. Louis. Say the doctor, you went to the doctor thinking, the doctor sees something in your body and said, oh, shit, he got a certain chromosome. You know what they're
going
to do first?
What's going on with the women.
Right. I'm just giving you what they say, I'm going to give you some experiments. See, first they get you, I'm going to tell you how this is working, because I see it on my Metro Rail. I've been reading the Metro Rail signs to see how they brainwash you people on the Metro Rail. You know, they be giving people money. Come to the University of Miami for some type of donation for your, you know, assistance in a test. So they get you to get that money because you're hungry. Now, especially if you're hungry for drugs, they will take your ass. This is what I'm talking to all y'all. And see, this is what happens. They take your ass from drug dealing, and drugs, they figure, oh, we can get all of them. That's what they created. Crystal meth is created by scientists, y'all. Ain't no goddamn motherfucker woke up out the bed and said, I'm going to make some crystal meth. Don't work like that. Don't work like that. Somebody got a degree in the manipulation of drugs. They know how to do it. They call what is it called? The ancient word. You know, it has to start with a P. In the island of Egypt. They know how to... Y'all help me, because I got your lines open. They know... Yeah, not the pharmacy, but the ancient word, a pharmaceutical, something. It's like a word that deals with pharmacists, of course. But that's another word they use. I can't think of it right now. But nonetheless, these people are able to be alchemists and drug hallucinationists. So they create drugs to hallucinate the psychosis. Yeah. And we hallucinate, and all of us have been, for real, with our lives, have been on this hallucination, even alcohol hallucination. You claim they got the Native Americans on drugs, on hallucinations. The Native Americans have been getting high. They were smoking weed before you were smoking weed. So this is the dumbness that we go through. They knew how to do cannabis because the Moors made them grow weed. See, that's what y'all don't know. See, I'm going to tell the story right now. It's the last day of Black History. It's over. 2-8. Tomorrow is Monday. And so it's over tomorrow. And the sad part about it, nothing even talked about. That's why we can't connect. Those of you on the line, it's called a connection. But guess what, for those who are listening beyond? See, they don't want to say the Moors made them grow marijuana. It's called cannabis for canvas. That's why the star was on your Chuck Taylors, which was what was our name of our sneakers? Converse. Converse is cannabis. Five-star pentagram. But guess what? You don't know who the charter goes to. If you don't know the charter, then you have issues of why you don't know who to sue.
Out of the Western Sudan would come a great general, Tarak Ben Zad, a Jabiral Tarak. He would discover a weakness in Spain fighting the Goths and the Visigoths and the Vandals fighting among themselves. The dissident element in Spain would do something white people rarely ever do. They would sneak across into Africa and tell the Africans how weak the whites are and say they are so weak, if you want to conquer them, easy thing to do. Jabiral would send a testing army by 10,000 just to test their minds and find it is easy. Then later, he would send 60,000. He'd take Spain. Now, this is purely an African conquest. You are not dealing with the Arab conquest of Spain at first, because the Arabs were not there at first. The initial conquest of Spain was African, not Arab. That army came from the Senegambia, now Senegal, and parts of what is now Mauritania. And when they moved over and conquered Spain, Madame Bagheba has written a book on it that bears the name Tarak Ben Zad. The Rock of Gibraltar is named after him. It's the hill or the mountain of Tarak. Gibraltar is a corruption of his name, Jabiral. And she describes the army going into Spain. She says the army was black as ink. The general was blacker still. Meaning the general was the only one riding a white horse. So his blackness against that whiteness looked blacker than the rest of them. But the horse was better dressed than the kings of Europe, with silk and brocade.
Islamic armies, their ranks dominated by African converts, defeat the Romans and push on to the continent of Europe. In the process, they capture Spain. There, the Africans and Arabs create a rich, cultured, and powerful empire. So powerful, it endures for 500 years.
The achievement of the Arabs at this time is they have driven the Europeans out of the Mediterranean. The European now must go back into Europe. They have no empires no great connections outside of Europe. And because of this, they ultimately would go into a period called the Dark Ages. Militarily, the Africans took over Spain, and militarily, the Africans,
the Garmantes of the Sahara, who became very powerful. In fact, the Romans found they could not defeat them. They had chariots and their javelin throwers, etc. They became a very powerful, sophisticated people, as far as farming and then building cities, etc. Those were largely the black Moors. However, there came another type, Libyans, etc., people who had come into the Sahara, fair-skinned Libyans who had mixed with black types. So you have both the mixed or tawny Moors and you have the blacker Moors. Into this came the Arabians, some of them fair-skinned, some of them dark, some of them becoming dark through intermixing with the women of the Garamantes and the other African people. So it was a very mixed bunch. But when they attacked Spain in 711 AD, out of 7,000 troops, 6,000 were black Africans. Now, why did they attack Europe in the first place? Now, the Moors were intent, the Muslims were intent on conquering as much of the world as they could in order to bring their religion into the world, just as the Christians earlier in the Crusades had tried to conquer as much of the world as they could in order to bring Christianity to various people. Now, the Muslims advanced in various places.
Their thing was, accept Islam or die. There's only one way. There's only one God, Allah, and if you don't accept that, there ain't nothing. Is it? But the African, once he got hold of Islam, he did what he does with every other religion. What's that? You see how I can apply it to the situation. That's it. Okay, I didn't mean to get all off up into that. Let me come back now. Hekupata, house of the god, Ptah, and that's a Greek term. That's what the Greeks call.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. I'll know them again, we will never, never, never trust. Them not know what them do. They go to yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. You have forsaken your own history. Many of you on this line would not admit. I told you it was the first to bring Rastafarianism into America. I told you it was the first. Slavery is nothing to us. We've been enslaving for millenniums. And y'all niggas want to go at 400 years. What kind of niggas are y'all? 400 years all you want to go against divine principle? Show you, you deserve what you're going to get when you drink the blood of your children. I'm using all biblical scriptures. You don't even know which ones because my mind is already through the scriptures. See, you drinking your own kids. That's why I asked who the God of Yahweh was. Somebody say Ishtar. Hell no, it ain't Ishtar. The God of killing babies. I think her name is Lily Monster, Lilith. And you niggas, pretend. Pretend. You heard the Moors. He said they were blacker than ink. Let's come out their own words. So all this shit about y'all black shit y'all talking is bullshit. Because they already told you they were black as ink. I need you to confirm facts. Guess I do. These shit know. Ain't that strange? They were able to tell you, Dr. Clark, what y'all heard was all the dead of our greats, historians, told you the whole truth. They were my life. First, I'm going to ask y'all, for all you LGB community, see, Pastor Randolph, he was a cabin boy. Didn't you hear that earlier? I should have put that in. Next week, I'm going to do the LGBTQ. When we do the cash, fire money this time, we'll see if you really know your history. It said Ptah Randolph was a cabin boy. What's a cabin boy, y'all? Talk to me. What's a cabin boy? Ain't they called pages today?
Yeah,
what's a
cabin
boy? Oh!
Yeah, he was a...
Oh!
He was a
now y'all want to come on the line. Now y'all want to come on the line now. Come on,
he was
man.
A go-getter.
Boy, facts do matter, don't they? That's the program we kick. Facts matters. Ain't that something? Ain't nobody mentioned that. I noticed y'all leave. See, I noticed y'all psyche can't handle the real deal. That's how you know you're going to be weak when the time comes. Because you can't handle your own demise. You can't handle that you messed your own life up. You can't handle that you did mistakes. Can't handle that. So you want to blame people. That's what they got us in, the blame game. That's divine. That's by God himself. God told you, say, I'm going to put you on the reprobate mind. Is that biblical or not? Ain't there, what's a reprobate mind? It's what you under. Many of you. Family members for sure. Reprobate. Yeah, lovers. Love lying. Oh, if I told you the truth, you would, see, you to Jesus because they would sacrifice you for telling the truth to niggas who want to hear a lie. That's what the Jesus story about. I'm like, goddamn Jesus. It's about you fulfilling a prophecy of intellectual mentality. You are Jesus, but you are Judas at the same time.
That's Judas like that Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights in the Constitution, a lot of people don't understand the gravity of that. It discreetly gives you the freedom of speech and not to be censored, but now... It's like we're okay with being censored, erased.
And you know what I like this? I'm gonna give you a prophecy right now. See, I'm like the serpent, and I'm going to swallow all lies. That's what the story about Moses and the serpent and the Egyptians. He was telling you a story of how the Pharisees and them are liars. Because they tell you one thing, but they do another. And all he laughed, he cast a spell. That's what that serpent means. Don't mean what y'all thinking. Y'all know y'all. If anybody would think a staff turned to a serpent, you need to go to school and get rehab. Really, because you cannot tell me you enlightened. How a goddamn wood gonna turn to a serpent? It's a symbolism. But what a staff! What a staff, y'all. If we had a hard staff, that means a group who is. Situated. What staff mean in a dictionary? Everybody, look it up. Means that we unbreakable. Well, our staff been broken a long time ago. Now, we're going about to get deep. Y'all in the high noon now. Oh, no. I told you the black man brought in the Rosicrucian. Where the Rosicrucian hierarchy at? He said they built a pyramid in what? Pennsylvania? Ready what he said?
That's what he said.
What
they got a lounge down there in Florida, too. And Bill Clinton a part of that.
Yeah. Well, Bill Clinton was the one who created Bosnia, which was called, the movie with Dustin Hoffman was called Wag the Dog, everybody. I suggest y'all watch that movie, because that's what you're watching. And I heard it on Fox. Everything we're saying ends up on the news, if you think about it. I know I'm not that great, but I'm just saying, they listen to fringe groups. They call it the fringe, because... We off the cuff. And
they
that means that...
Hey, Bone.
Yeah.
I also told a fool last night on another radio show that it will not be no damn nuclear war. Because our people that's running that, even the Israeli general that retired, say when the spaceship opened the door, it was some brothers walking that 8 to 15 foot tall. Our folks would not let no nuclear war happen no more, man. We did it the first time, and will not happen again because we got the EMPs, the jam.
Well, the
all
first
weapons,
time,
man.
Now the first time. Let's be honest with the first time. Let's deal with that. I'm glad you brought that. First time was divine. Did you see the time frame?
Yep.
I mean, everything is on a celestial time frame. It took us into a new age. So that age was nuclear.
Yep.
Now we splitting the atom. The atom. I mean, look what they tell you. We splitting the atom.
Yep.
Ain't that what the Bible story is? Adam is atom. That's all that is.
And it's a two. Hey,
can I break this down real quick?
Go ahead, brother. Break it down. Hold on. go ahead. Hold on. Time out now. The story.
I
want
to break down.
Go ahead.
Their biggest fear about the nuclear power. Now, nuclear power can be used to generate a weapon. But a lot of times when they talk about weapons of mass destruction and this and that type of rhetoric we hear coming from, you know, politicians and just anytime you're talking in general about global policies and global conflict, the nuclear energy is one of the most powerful sources to run turbine engines for power plants.
That's
so a
right.
lot of times it's an energy war. It's a war between who gonna be
energy.
The superpower
right.
that
energy.
Runs exactly energy and minerals. That's what it's about, family. Ukraine holds one of the most richest deposit for palladium, which runs everything electronic.
Joe, thank you. Right there. Right there. See, I know y'all listen.
Right.
Well, look, y'all.
That's what
dude,
that Snowpiercer is about. That Snowpiercer
yes.
is about that.
Right. If they don't you realize we will be put into the dark. I put them out there next week when we do another program. Y'all better study the Dark Age. The Dark Age, that means they cover you into darkness. Not even though they see light, they're going to be the owl. That's why they got all your celebrities to put the owl on, because he can see in darkness as well as light.
Like you said earlier, we voted against our best interest. We voted some globalists in that will literally try to use,
right.
You know, electric cars and electric grid. But at the end of the day, family, in order to run on an electric grid, you must have a powerful source of fuel. And,
right.
and that's on, even if you have electric cars, they still run off of crude oil. Or they run off of coal. You got to have something to push that power and give them turbines the power to generate to be able to power an entire continent.
That's right.
It's
now,
impossible
hold on.
To
hey,
power.
Hey,
yeah.
Hold on,
hey,
because
hey.
I don't have any. I'm gonna let y'all know something because I don't like the show to go into no chaos. Because once it's 1 o'clock, I have no control. So y'all need to listen carefully. And Brother West, if you want to say something, say, all right, but make it clear, give y'all a minute, because right now I cannot hear and I can't have y'all running over each other. I would not go along with chaos. Order
right.
out of chaos is
right.
why we in the predicament we in now. Go ahead, Brother West, you next.
Yes.
1 minute.
I was getting ready to say, my brother, you forget about Tesla, man. You can run that shit off the app, bro. Once we figure out how to get back to our energy, you can run all that turbine shit is garbage. You can run off the air, man.
Okay.
Through the air.
Well, even through the air is what we're doing now. We call the internet. We through the air. So they already figured that out. All I'm saying to y'all is because nuclear energy was told to us to be dangerous because they use it in a dangerous way. What they do is they show the evil of it first.
Yep.
They don't want to show
yep.
the good of it first. The good would have been like, let's go with it. They showed you the evil so they can get money off what it can do to make them do good, evil. They make good look evil. That's why I say, can't y'all see that you say to all the world all the time, what better way to get the people to be dumb? Show them the bad side first while we reap from the good side. Ain't that what they would do?
You're right.
I would think I would tell y'all.
Hello.
It's evil. Yes. Go ahead, sister. Jump in. We need some female power.
Let me get some female energy.
Yes, sister, because y'all the ones doing a lot of damage. So it only take a few. If y'all all get together, y'all would be at the conference without saying about Margaret Springer. That one should be go straight to y'all area up in that region 4. But go ahead, jump in.
Okay, I just want to say to the brother earlier. Who says, you know, he thinks we are all pretty much doomed.
Yeah,
you know?
He heard you say that, yeah. He said some. He ain't far off, because if y'all getting pimp money by George Soros, we do look doomed. If y'all listen to white, all our so-called females, let's be real before you answer that question, all our females that we all look up to, even Candace Owens, she ain't married no black man. She married a white man. What is going on with that process? And how can a black man be honest to say, according to, now, I'm not saying black men is great. I'm just saying
they
don't.
They took away their talents.
Hold on. Let her finish her question. Hold on. She's talking. I just want to know how you're going to say, because he didn't say everyone. He gave a percentage. A percentage of y'all is going along with this at a higher level than never thought about. It's got to be like 60% of black women is for this agenda. What's your thought? Now, that's facts. Let's go with what you're going to say.
Okay, brother. I ain't going to I'm not going to challenge that because there are a lot of women. But I just want to say to the people who are in doubt or who are nervous and just want to, you know, throw in the white rag, you know, I'll be the slave. Look over in Canada. Those truck drivers went through hell for their freedoms and for their rights. They took their money. They're taking their car. They're killing their dogs. And guess what the hell they still doing? What? Protesting. Okay? I'm not sure what's going on with Ukraine, if it's real or not. But what they're showing is those people over Ukraine, they stand tall for their shit and Russia
got
down.
Let's go back to what they said. They stand tall for what?
United States people,
they ain't just stand tall. They stand tall about what?
Because they want to keep their resources. They want to keep their resources. They want to keep their freedom. They want to keep their money.
They
want to keep their land.
They sovereignty. Okay, okay. I got you. Let's make it simple. Let's not make it complicated. Sovereignty. So they want sovereignty and they borders, right? They borders.
Right. Exactly.
Okay,
so I want to say over here, you're not.
You got 30 seconds.
Black people here in black people here in the United States need to take heed and fight back. The Democrat Party are the party of killing America.
Well, y'all
money,
better get online
dreams,
because your state is in trouble.
Do not vote Democrat in November.
Well,
I don't give a damn if they black.
Go to your
and
state.
Whatever they're saying,
I'm telling you now, don't take the talk to me.
That's how you fight
take the talk,
back.
Take the talk to the local region in your area. I'm telling y'all right now, because we over here strategizing, we want you to do what you say, but you got to find some people in your area, your zip code. If they white or black, I don't give a damn what they are right now. If they thinking like you are, then you better jump on board. Because if you think you can have the country believe of fighting over in the East, a war in the East about borders, and you ain't worried about the borders on your own side in the West, you setting yourself up for certain destruction.
That's why we got to wake these women up. We got to wake these people up in our race.
Appreciate that love. Give me some more. Some more. Somebody.
Hey, bro, can you hear me?
I hear you. Go.
Yeah, yeah. And to add to what the brother was saying earlier about the women, and I know he meant no disrespect to the women.
No, he did not.
What he was doing was he was talking about the system that was set up to say that, you know, because it's enough that many of the brothers are talented and can create and go out there and do what they do and be more than conquerors. However, they could not have a dominant because they know we can take over shit once we get in the midst, right? So what they did was they took out the masculine and they just kept the feminine and they took out the balance. And so, but then being that a lot of our brothers cannot, to earn and maintain that the sisters believe that the only way they could sustain themselves is going to the next
if you
race.
Train now, let's go with this.
They can't get the money unless, you know, man is out of the household, and that's how the system
good
was
time.
Set up. They can't have
the
brother. Yeah.
Good times show a lot of that. We watched Good Times. James stayed in the house. Now you notice that was not the case for so-called Caprini Greens. Now that's like that was just a model of all what's going on. But here's where I think we should look at something that if we say they comprise this project, the Negro Project, which I think y'all best to go look up. Why you best to look up this project? It was designed, if you take the man out the house, this is coming from women, and you make them part of the state, then they wards of the state. Ain't they what they are? Wards of the state. So by taking the man away, you ward the state. That's practically a gimme. That's the opposite of Sharia law, because Sharia law is massages. They want the man over everything. That's where the mask come in, which is what you're doing on the one. But think about this. They tell you, take the man out. You said it yourself. Take the man out. We're going to give you what? Welfare. Welfare is a socialist program to keep you, the woman, the main character, has to be the woman who stays on this because she's the nurturer of the portal of the next generation. So what better person to control but the woman, since she is the first being, according to their own mitochondrial DNA, then we got to understand that concept. Well, that makes sense. All who made those movies, Good Times and all this shit, Norman Lear, they knew that. Now, here's where it gets deep. I'm going to ask y'all the question. If this is the case, then they had to demonize the black man for a period of time that the woman would go along with this. How long did it take? I'll have the answers for y'all for sure on the next Hot Monday.
Hey, drop on.
How long did it take?
Hey.
400 years.
I don't know the question.
There you go.
Hey, drop on.
That's 400 years to make them forget they own men.
Yep. At
least. There you go. Thank you.
Hey,
thank
drop
you
on.
So you answered the question. That's worth $5,000. Go ahead.
Hey.
Go ahead, Joe.
You hear me?
I'm listening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, I go back.
No, to that, I hear you. Go.
That Twilight Zone episode. They consider us obsolete. Obsolete.
Yep. Dry bones. What happens a lot of times are women are mentally molested, and they are incentivized to turn their backs on their men for titles and different accolades. So that's how they control them a lot of times, and that's how they create a form of division between the melanated males and females.
Hello, can you hear me, Drago? Hello?
Hey, look, I think you got dropped.
Oh, man. I was going to make the point that they made headway during the time that Perskovic, the Jewish father of African history, black history, you have to go back to the debate that the black intellectuals at the time were going against him, because those policies is what gave the headway into dividing the black family, because he took a matriarchal, he misunderstood the matriarchal concept of the black family. And what they did was that they changed policies to empower her. And that's where they began to make the headway. Melville, I always talked about that, Melville Herskovitz, who's pretty much a Jewish anthropologist.
Yeah,
You got to go listen and go read up and see what were the black intellectuals at the time going against him, which they smothered them. They didn't let them make their point. They pushed him, but he influenced policies that entered into the family because his misconception or his understanding of the matriarchal position in the African families what allowed them to now enact policies to eventually make headway into setting up this structure we see today. So go look into that and definitely look at what was the argument the black intellectuals had
at
the time.
Something. Right. Now, you did a thing about the four trade things at the trade thing. And now, you see they had a woman. They did it very well put together. They knew what was going on. I mean, for them to put these architectural, I call it craft designers, to show what's going on through architect shows me a lot. So they knew they was getting, once they got the knowledge out of Africa. Now, let me ask the question now. I'm going to ask y'all a question. You heard what the whole thing I try to give people the perspective to look, at least look into the psyche of what took place. If the Moors, and these, you heard the guy, I gave you the name, Tariq, everything. The man, it's not a lie. They was taking them, the white people, making them do slavery over to build the mosque. Now, you don't think they should be mad? Do you think they should be mad?
Yeah. CIA? Yeah.
Somebody's mad.
Who's been doing?
Yeah. Someone probably in the restaurant.